Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump sounding cautiously optimistic about the prospects for a deal with Iran, a deal to end the war. The president tells reporters on Air Force One that he's pretty sure an agreement will be hammered out given the leadership change in Tehran.
The one regime was decimated, destroyed, they're all dead. The next regime is mostly dead. And the third regime, we're dealing with different people than anybody's dealt with before. It's a whole different group of people.
And the president describes that group of leaders as very reasonable. In the meantime, he is not ruling out possibly seizing Iran's Karg Island oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. President Trump says he has no problem with a Russian oil tanker off the coast of Cuba delivering relief to the communist island, the target of a U.S. oil blockade.
It isn't clear whether the comment represents a reversal of Washington's fuel blockade policy or a temporary softening. Cuba has been facing long and widespread blackouts across the country, including several nationwide collapses of the electrical grid in recent months. The Cuban government and the Trump administration are in talks to find a route out of the crisis, but both sides have publicly set out certain political and economic red lines, which make it hard to see where they could find common ground.
The BBC's Will Grant. In accordance with the president's executive order, tens of thousands of TSA officers could start getting their paychecks today. They've been working without pay for more than a month during the partial government shutdown. Congress failed to resolve a Homeland Security budget impasse before lawmakers left town on a two-week break. White House Border Czar Tom Homan says that federal immigration officers deployed to assist TSA officers at the airports could remain in place until operations are back to normal. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 134 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 67 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Sight and Sound Films presents
Benjamin Franklin,
Reverend Whitfield,
A Match Made in Heaven,
or just a deal made in a print shop.
Two voices.
My friends, do you want to be free?
One idea.
The Constitution needs to speak to the heart of these people.
A new nation.
You are the lightning bolt, George. I am just the lightning rod. And who is the source, Ben?
A Great Awakening. In theaters this Easter. AGreatAwakening.com for details. Rated PG-13.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And two different accidents this morning already on the interstates. One is in Harford County, northbound 95, which at one point just above Malton Road in Harford County had everything blocked. Right now, the center lane and the left-hand lane are closed. Traffic is getting by to the right. The express lanes are open. There's a very minimal delay right now with traffic going by the scene. The new wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County, that's at Branch Avenue. So if you're traveling towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, south of Route 214, heads up there, the early report, three lanes may be blocked on the inner loop through the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly cloudy day ahead of us with a few showers possible. Temperatures warming into the milder upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in White Marsh and 47 in Joppa Town. It's 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Wait times at BWI airport checkpoints have improved, but they remain longer than normal as the TSA deals with staffing shortages. Airport officials say ICE personnel are working to provide operational support for TSA to speed up the clearance process for passengers. The Maryland Aviation Administration says it's been told that the primary focus for ICE is security operations, not immigration enforcement. BWI says fluctuations in passenger traffic will result in variable wait times, and those travelers leaving from concourses A, B, and C are advised to arrive 3 hours before their scheduled departure. And thousands of Marylanders took part in Saturday's No King rallies to protest President Trump and his administration. There were No Kings demonstrations across the state, including rallies in the city in Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, Harford, and Howard counties. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 061. The pick 4, 3962. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The polar bear delivers for the birds.
And he flips this ball to the right side. It's down for a base hit. Pete Alonso's first RBI as an Oriole is a go-ahead knock in the seventh. 6-5 Birds.
Yeah, Kevin Brown had the call on Mason Alonso's delivery, part of a three-run seventh-inning rally, carrying the Birds past the Twins yesterday. 8-6 was the final, and in the process giving the Orioles the series 2-1. Post-game reaction first from the manager on Alonso's ability to go the other way.
And even his first hit was like a 105-mile-an-hour rocket to right field. I think where any hitter, when they're staying that way, that's when you know they're kind of feeling better at the plate, not too jumpy.
And then Alonso on winning his first series as an Oriole.
I mean, we've played great team baseball over the past few games, and that's really all you can ask for. I mean, the defense and pitching's been incredible. The offense has done a lot of necessary things to win ball games.
Birds now turn their attention to the Rangers, who come in off a big win yesterday in Philadelphia.
Here's the 2-2 again, and McCutchen swings, hammers that down the line. If that stays fair, it's gone! A three-run shot for Andrew McCutchen!
Dave Raymond had the call on Texas on, it's actually Rangers.tv. Mackenzie Gore striking out 7 in his Rangers debut. Texas over Philly yesterday, 8-3, taking 2 of 3 on the weekend. Coming up in 30 minutes, madness rules in the NCAAs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Welcome to Holy Week. We have the convergence of Passover this week and, of course, Easter coming up this coming Sunday. Today's Monday, March 30th. Coming up on the program here this morning, yes, there was a shooting at Arundel Mills, and we are watching teen violence explode all across the Baltimore metro area. It goes unabated. And the House has rejected the Senate's 2 a.m. deal that we talked about on Friday. The Republicans in the House not happy with the way the Senate conducted business. That means the partial government shutdown continues for how long? We don't know. And that affected us here at home at BWI on Saturday. Long lines snaking outside the terminal. Some folks waiting 4 to 5 hours in line to try to catch their flights. Many had their flights, they just couldn't make them. So they had to either call it off or rebook the next day, whatever the case may be. Eventually that has led to the president assigning ICE agents, which of course Governor Moore hates, and the rest of the Democrats in this state hate to have ICE anywhere near the BWI. But, Governor Moore, I want to issue his statement on over the weekend. And he said, the Maryland Aviation Administration has been informed that ICE is deploying additional personnel to BWI Airport starting today. We've been told by ICE their personnel will provide operational support and assist TSA security checkpoints to speed up the clearance process for passengers, not immigration enforcement. Passenger and baggage screening responsibilities will remain with trained, skilled TSA personnel. Notice the a little bit of the dig there, like TSA is trained and skilled, but ICE isn't, right? I understand they're different jobs. Americans are sick and tired, he writes, of Washington's dysfunction. The federal government needs to get its act together. Pay TSA officers and stop asking ICE agents to do work far outside their scope. As airports across the country continue to deal with long waits, travelers with upcoming flights should plan ahead, arrive early, and closely monitor airport and airline updates. Well, we now know that ICE agents have helped, and the folks at BWI are now suggesting that you get there 3 hours early instead of 4 hours early, so that's somewhat of an improvement. The lines are improving. They're still longer than usual. Let's not forget it's Holy Week, so there's a lot of travel going on this week as well. But Governor Moore, I didn't notice you offering any help or assistance to the TSA agents. You know, you are in charge of the National Guard here in the state of Maryland. You could have called out the National Guard.
Oh, he was military himself.
He was military himself, yeah. And he's Second Airborne, so again, we'll get his criticism of President Trump on the military coming up here in just a second. But he certainly could have offered the National Guard. He could have assigned the National Guard. Hey, this is he saw these lines when he woke up Saturday morning because it was national news. It was national television. It was all mm-hmm. over. It was on CNN. It was on Fox. It was everywhere.
BWI, right?
Yeah, and you saw folks inside the terminal was an hour wait, and then you had an additional 2 to 3 hours wait outside, and it wasn't all that warm on Saturday morning. So, again, but there's the criticism. This man offers no solutions. He has no answers. He has no solutions. All he is I don't think someone's pulling the strings. I don't know who it is, but somebody's pulling the strings for this dude because he just has no answers whatsoever until somebody gives him a solution or an answer. But I just think if you're going to be quick to criticize the federal government, and yes, they're fair for criticism, especially the Uniparty in Washington, then I think you should at least offer some kind of solution instead of constantly chirping or criticizing ICE agents and the like. So things are better at BWI, but if you have a flight this morning, you want to make sure you are there extra, extra early. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and yet another new accident. The inner loop of the Beltway locally at Delaney Valley Road is kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. We're just now starting to see a couple of brake lights right there at the scene. If you're coming on the ramp from Delaney Valley Road to the inner loop, that'll be a tight squeeze there. If you were coming over from York Road, once you get to Delaney Valley, I would probably stay to the center and the left just to make sure. Big wreck about 5:30 northbound 95 in Harford County just after Mountain Road. At one point, the entire roadway was blocked. The two inside lanes are still affected. The express lanes are open. The right side of the interstate is open. Minimal delay right now. And the new update on the wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, Interloop, and Branch Avenue, and is now crowding a little bit of the right lane. Not much of a backup so far, but we'll keep an eye on that as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It's mostly cloudy today, a few stray showers possible, but it's going to be mild. We're going to be in the upper 60s today, overnight in the mid 50s, and then cloudy with showers possible tomorrow, low 80s. For tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, the low 80s. Yeah, so it was chilly on Friday and Saturday, but now here we go again. Maryland weather, just wait a
couple
days.
We're going to just stay, though. Just stay.
It looks like it's going to be in the 60s all week, at least the 60s. So hopefully we've turned the corner.
And then a blizzard, right?
Exactly. Ellicott City right now has got mostly cloudy, 48. We're 48 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news. Tiger Woods arrested for DUI after rolling his SUV in a car accident in Florida. Tiger is treated in his green jacket for an orange jumpsuit.
Oh, man. Well, there are spring colors.
Yeah, he did not look good in the mugshot.
No, he looked awful. He looked swollen.
Yeah, he looked puffy. Yeah, it looked like one eye was kind of red, and the other one was, he looked like he'd been on a 3-day bender or something. Now,
his girlfriend, Ms. Trump.
Yeah, that's Donald's ex, right? Don Jr.'s.
Yeah. Said, get it together or we'll be leaving.
Yeah. Well, he should. He needs help. He really does.
Yeah, he does.
Iranian hackers have leaked the private emails of FBI Director Kash Patel. Please tell me his password wasn't password. I mean, that would be really bad.
Yeah, or the 1234.
All right. Americans protested over the weekend, part of the No Kings rally in Brooksville, Florida. Oh. Chuck protested by not going to Burger King. He went to Chick-fil-A instead.
No King, no.
That's
just
right.
McDonald's.
No King, no Dairy Queen.
What is it, Buffet City? Is that what?
Buffet City. That's
No King.
We're still waiting to hear from that waiter. He might be in witness protection at this point. Scientists have successfully brought.
He's been deported.
That's right. Scientists have successfully brought a frozen mouse brain back to life.
Oh, so that's where Niles went.
That might mean that we'll see Mickey before Walt, you know? We'll see.
Right.
President Trump becomes the first U.S. president to have his signature on the U.S. currency. Mm-hmm. So now when they ask, what's in your wallet, you can say Trump.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Exactly.
You're sitting on him.
Exactly. The toupee is making a comeback.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We saw Gary with one earlier this morning. It was a bad one. It had a chin strap. He was running late as well. Absolutely. Today is National Doctor's Day.
Doctor, if there's nothing that can take us to time. Dr. Robin, are you with me, Dr. Wu? They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. Dr. My
Dr. Feelgood, probably the best there, but
and Dr. Love.
Beatles, Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert, that was in there, I think, was one of many of the doctors that were mentioned, along with Chuck's urologist, Dr. Goldwater.
There used to be a guy in Cakesville, it was Dr. Zipper.
Dr. Zipper. I like the dentist, Dr. Pullum.
Yeah, Dr. Pullum and Yankum.
And Seymour Heine.
That's right.
Seymour Heine, that's right.
All right, well, Tiger's taking the news as best as he can. He's opening up a school for driving.
Welcome to the Tiger Woods School of Driving, where we take your game from the fairway to the freeway. Struggling with your slice or your right turn? At the Tiger Woods School of Driving, we teach you how to stay under par and over the speed limit. Learn precision control, bunker avoidance, and most importantly, how to handle unexpected hazards. Sign up today and receive a complimentary air freshener and a mulligan for your insurance premium. The Tiger Woods School of Driving, starting soon on Jupiter Island, Florida. Because sometimes your drive needs a second shot.
Now, and thank God nobody was injured, okay?
Right, right.
The thing he hit, and he wasn't badly hurt.
It looked awful, though.
He rolled the SUV the whole nine yards. And I'm starting to think, you know, Tiger Woods is pretty well off, okay?
Get a chauffeur. Get an Uber.
Get a Lyft.
Right.
And then I saw an interview over the weekend, one of his good buddies, one of his golfers, that was a friend, that says he's notoriously cheap. He does not want to pay
He really watches his money. Yep. He's very thrifty. So that's the answer to why he doesn't want a chauffeur or why he won't do rideshare.
Been on that road down there by his house, and it's very narrow, one lane each way, 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Wonder what he was doing.
It looks like he was impaired. Now, the breathalyzer, he blew triple zeros.
Right.
But then he refused the urinalysis because they suspected he was on some kind of pain medication.
That too.
Yeah, and he had back surgeries. Is this his third accident, Chuck?
It's second or third.
He hit a fire hydrant. I remember that.
The one where he turned over in California.
Right. And then he hit
the fire hydrant with fighting with his wife.
Yeah.
That was the first one.
That was the first one. Then he wrecked in California. Then he got pulled over for DUI. Wasn't involved in a wreck, but he got pulled over for DUI in Florida. And then this one.
Yeah. Well, he's crying for help. He needs help, and he needs to get some whatever he's hooked on.
It's tough to get off that stuff.
It really is.
That long, you know?
The ultimatum was delivered by his girlfriend, Don Jr.'s ex. All right, very good, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty, and Vinny is going to guarantee the sale of your home. It's that simple. It's right in the name. And he can do that because he's got 12,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home today, right now, even before it hits the MLS or the open market. That's why so many Marylanders and those who live in southern Pennsylvania also utilize the services of Vinny. And, of course, he's got, once you've agreed on asking price and the time frame in which you're seeking to sell your home, then you sign the contract, it's sold. It's guaranteed. Now, look, it's springtime. This is the best-selling season of the year. Interest rates have ticked up a little bit, so people are going to try to maybe time this before the interest rates move up, move north even further. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515. He'll come out to your home, or one of his agents will, and take a look at your home, and you'll start the negotiations, as they say. 410-709-7515, online at vinnysteo.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
/6:22 I'm just curious if you were inconvenienced at all this weekend. If you had a flight scheduled out on Saturday and you sat in those lines, or you maybe knew somebody did, family member, friend, colleague. And it looked to me like it was really peaceful. It was really orderly. People were pretty much well behaved. I'm sure there were a few people that lost their temper or tempers flared here or there. But for the most part, now we've had a couple of incidents overnight where there was a ground stop right before that as well on BWI, something about a foul odor that was detected. So both, I think, BWI and Reagan had ground stops over the weekend as well, temporarily, and then they opened back up. And this was all during this, where the lines got just crazy. The governor continues to do nothing but chirp, complain, and criticize, and really is not offering any solutions to some of these issues, which would show leadership, but apparently there is none there. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes with the update Monday morning. Here's Chuck.
You know, one of the other things has to be factored in the morning now is if we have any problems at the tunnels.
Right.
So, you get these backups where we're backed up 3-4 miles, can't get through the tunnels. That holds you up. That takes you more than 45 minutes, and then you still have to go down and park at the airport and then get into all of that. So a number of combinations that can hold you up. So right now, just to give you that, both the tunnels are clear on your way down towards the airport, either by the BW Parkway or 95 South. The only wreck that's left over right now is here on 95 northbound, right after Route 152 at Mountain Road in Harford County. Three lanes are getting by to the right. The express lanes are open. Not much of a backup, but you'll come up on the accident scene pretty quickly there in the left-hand lane. Whatever that was on the inner loop at Delaney Valley Road has cleared itself now, and we're back in business now on the inner loop through the Towson area.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Monday. It is going to be mostly cloudy, maybe a stray shower here or there. Upper 60s for the high right now. We're at 48 in Ocean City, 50 in Severn. Additionally, over the weekend, the governor gives an interview to NPR. This was all about the war in Iran. Now, I understand, of course, he did serve in the 82nd Airborne. And eventually he got that Bronze Star that he never disavowed of. When people were saying he was, where'd they get that idea, by the way, that he was a Bronze Star recipient? I've always wondered that. Because, you know, you had Colbert, you had Oprah, you had all these people suggesting that he was a Bronze. Where'd they get that idea? Somebody had read it off somewhere. Did he misrepresent? Did his PR people misrepresent it? Just in the aftermath of, but then eventually, right as the end of Biden's regime, he finally got the Bronze Star. Did not have a V for Valor, which is the Meritorious Service Award, which, you know, is commendable, but not the way he received it, certainly. But here he's already now criticizing, you know, we're in this Operation Epic Fury, military combat operations going on in Iraq now and going into its fifth week. And, you know, things are, I think, going as well as can be expected. You still have, we had some troops that were injured over the weekend in an attack in Saudi Arabia, some seriously. No casualties, no deaths announced, so thank God for that. But at a time when we are, and he should know better, he was in the 82nd Airborne, he was a paratrooper, but he seems like he's using this as a platform to criticize the commander-in-chief.
There was always something that we knew as paratroopers, as members of the 82nd, or just frankly anybody in the military, is that you never authorize military force unless, A, military force was the last option, B, we had an understanding of what the mission and the end game was, and C, you were spending your time and your energy building the right kind of coalition that could help to be successful in advance. The problem with this mission is none of those things have, A, not been accomplished, but I'm not sure if any of the three of them have even been thought about.
Yeah, well, it is. I'm not sure we get the C thing, the coalition. When you are making a decision to put troops in harm's way, it's all about the United States. You're not commanding a coalition. I don't know. That's the buzzword now. Everybody likes to have in this global era of the global conflict, and of course the coalition of the willing. We've heard that phrase before, but I think he's got it wrong. You're not looking to build a coalition. You're looking to make sure that the mission is clearly stated, that you have objectives, which the president did. He laid it out in those that 8.5 minute statement the morning of the Operation Epic Fury was launched. So I'm not sure. Again, and as we found out, he was a civil officer in Afghanistan. He was not directly in combat in the fighting. So, but he is questioning the president's command in the way he is conducting this campaign.
I'm praying for our paratroopers. I'm praying for their family members, and honestly, I'm praying for the leadership of this country. I'm praying for the president. I'm praying for the Secretary of Defense. I'm praying that God give them guidance and vision. I'm praying that God give them an understanding of the men and women and their families who they're asking to actually do the work, because I think that's been lost in all this. And I'm praying that we have leadership that that can actually meet this moment.
Yeah, well, we do have leadership, and this is something that you have not been able to recognize within your own term here as governor in the state of Maryland. The leadership skills have been sorely lacking, and this is all about, once again, brandishing his alleged credentials to run for president in 2028. He claims he's not going to do that, but I'll believe it when I see it. And, yeah, we're all praying. We're praying for the nation. We're praying for the troops. But it's just, you know, again, you look at everything he does is with one goal in mind, and that is to become president one day. And then he was asked a question whether or not President Trump should give a nationwide address.
The president never did address the nation.
No.
Should he?
Yes. And in fact, he addressed the nation a few days before and said nothing about it. And so, we are, to be clear, and it's important for people to understand this, we are a nation at war. right now. And I know it might not feel like it to many Americans. We are a nation at war. And we have not either been spoken to from the President of the United States. We have not been asked to sacrifice anything as a country. We don't have a measurement of explanation as to what is going on.
So we'll talk about that here on the other side a little bit. But yes, we have every day President Trump is giving press conferences. He's just gave one on Air Force One overnight. He is addressing reporters. He's the most transparent president in the history of the United States. You, sir, are not. I think that's unmitigated gall to criticize President Trump for lack of transparency when he himself, of course, is the guilty party. All right, coming up next, the House rejects that Senate 2 a.m. deal. Right now, latest news headlines, and once again, here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Three people have been arrested in connection with gunfire at Arundel Mills Mall in a police pursuit that ended in Baltimore County. And Arundel County police say a man who was being assaulted in the mall pulled a gun and shot one of the suspects in the wrist. The injured suspect and two others took off and led police onto I-97 and the Beltway in Baltimore County, where they crashed their vehicle and ran from the scene. The suspects and a police officer suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the crash, and the suspects were arrested. Police say their investigation is ongoing. And city police are investigating a weekend shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1700 block of Light Street just before 10 Saturday night, where they found a 20-year-old man with a graze wound to the body. The victim was treated at the scene, and police are looking for a suspect. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Brandon Scott has activated ground-level youth safety engagement initiatives. The mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement has mobilized community violence intervention partners, where young people are likely to congregate on weekend and holiday evenings. The mayor says the activation is part of a larger strategy to provide high-quality summer and spring programming and engagement for young people. The mayor's office has partnered with Downtown Locker Room and the Department of Recreation and Parks and Chu Smith Youth Empowerment to put together a lineup of spring break events. And Fox 45 reports that police arrested several juveniles Sunday night following multiple fights in downtown Baltimore. Officers encountered large groups of juveniles on March 29th, a police spokesperson confirmed to Fox 45. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're all good to Annapolis right now. Three lanes westbound to eastbound on the Bay Bridge, and no delays there. A little cloud cover today, so helping out the eastbound ride over towards Stevensville. And then we're looking at July here right at 50 at I-97. Lanes are open there, the upper end of I-97 at the ramp at Route 32. No major problems. Heads up on the interstate, Harford County. They're still working on the wreck. Northbound I-95 after Mountain Road at 152. The express lanes are open, and you'll have room to get by to the right side on 95 North. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly cloudy day ahead of us with a few showers possible. Temperatures warming into the milder upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
How about Tyler O'Neill cranking one out?
There you go.
O'Neill to deep left field, and the Orioles
Brown had the call on Masson. O'Neill looking for a bounce-back year with the fourth-inning Earl Weaver special, sparking a nose comeback from down 4-0. 8-6 was the final. Birds taking 2 of 3 from the Twins. Post-game comments from O'Neill on the blast.
You know, it was just a matter of time, I think. You know, our lineup's so deep. A lot of trust in ourselves. It was just a matter of time before, you know, put a big swing on the board and got some runs across. So
Shane Baz started for Baltimore just a day after signing that big five-year deal. 4 runs allowed and 5 1/3 innings pitched yesterday. At the press conference announcing the signing, O's owner David Rubenstein offering this to Oriole fans.
It's a sign to people that we're very serious about making this a long-term proposition for the ownership group and for the team, and we want to do as much as we can to make this team a championship team and make Baltimore proud of the team we've put on the field.
Birds have now committed long-term to 2 young players, Samuel Basayo, of course, and now Shane Baz. NCAA basketball yesterday, one of the great finishes of all time. Number 2 UConn trailing top seed Duke, 72-70, less than 10 seconds to play.
Get it cut and run through the ball. We'll be better than this guy. Get it into Boozer, back for Sarr, ahead, Boozer, that ball deflected!
Ian Eagle and Bill Raftery had the call on CBS. Braylon Mullins delivering the madness. A 30-footer with 3 seconds to go propels UConn into the Final Four and Duke out of the tournament. 73-72, the final. The Huskies will take on Illinois this weekend. On the other side of the bracket, a statement game for the University of Michigan.
It's not going to get an easier look than that. Yaxel flying through!
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Yes, indeed. The full Yaxel Lendeborg poured in 27 points yesterday, leading the Wolverines to their first Final Four since 2018. 95-62, the final. Michigan's 35th win of the year, their 11th by 30 or more. NASCAR yesterday, the Cookout 400 in Martinsville, West Virginia.
That'll be 31. Heartbreaker. 292 laps led by Denny Hamlin. Off turn 4. Chase Elliott gets his 22nd career win.
Chase Elliott driving the number 9 car for Hendrick Motorsports, the Chevy 2 victory yesterday in West Virginia. The time now is 6:37. When we return, a sign of things to come.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
That coffee you just brought in smells really good.
Thank you, yeah.
Maybe you could bring in 2 cups next time.
Are you a coffee drinker?
One a day.
Okay, yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah, so maybe like next time, 6:30?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, grab a cup, I'll get you some.
Beautiful weather this weekend, and a big signing by the Orioles. It may have gone under the radar a little, I don't know, because Friday
afternoon. You're talking about the extension?
Talking about the extension. Yeah, right. 5 years, $68 million for Baz. Look, 2 young players now. He bought out arbitration years from Baz, 3 years. Basayo, he signed right when the kid came to the majors.
Of course, he struggled right after the extension, but it's just one game.
And Baz didn't pitch great. Right. Okay. But still, the point is that, you know, this is different, much different from the Angelos family.
Right.
You know, maybe Gunnar Henderson is next, and it's a sign of things to come, I believe, for the Orioles.
Hey, want to get these young players, make sure that they're ready to go. Well, any news on Jackson Holliday? What's going on with him?
He's good. He had his second rehab game yesterday at Norfolk.
All right.
So his return is on schedule. Should be the middle of the month, probably when the Birds are on the road, maybe after the Pittsburgh series. So, they're coming back to health. Westberg is another story, though. That's going to be indefinite. Could be into June.
Well, the good news is the bats came alive yesterday.
8-6. Yep. O'Neill really cranked one out. Started the whole thing.
Yeah, so that was a good sign, hopefully, of things to come.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So on Friday, we were talking about the big deal that was cut in the Senate, in which in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, by a voice vote, I think Big John Thune just grabbed his buddies and went on and cut a deal with Chuck Schumer. Now, as I said on Friday, this was facilitated by President Trump, was going to pay the TSA, and they are going to be paid today. So that's the good news, and that's hopefully we'll get some semblance of normal. But it's still a temporary fix. We still need to have the DHS fully funded. But the problem, as I understand it now, the devil was in the details with this work, in that the while the ICE agents are fully funded in the One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed last year, their support personnel were not. The people that do the paperwork, the people that fill up their vehicles with gasoline, the mechanics at work on. So all the support cast for ICE were not going to be paid. And so you can't really operate an entire agency without support personnel. And therein lies that was the rub, the fly in the ointment. So the House, Speaker Johnson was ticked off. I've never seen him this angry since he has assumed the Speaker's gavel. He called the whole deal an absolute joke.
They have taken hostage the funding processes of government so that they can impose their radical agenda on the American people, and we can't have any part of it. This gambit that was done last night is a joke.
He said it was unconscionable what Senate Republicans did with Senate Democrats.
It is unconscionable to me that the Democrats would force some sort of negotiation at 3 o'clock in the morning and try to hoist this upon the American people and then get on their jets and go home for their holiday and pretend and think that we're going to go along with that.
Yeah, did you see all the videos? I think TMZ is the one that's offering some kind of financial stipend if you catch a congressman or congresswoman alone in the airport. And I saw Thune walking with an aide. He didn't have to go through any damn TSA line. What was it? Massachusetts? Catherine Clark, I think, from Massachusetts, one of the leadership for the Democrats. Again, no TSA line whatsoever. She didn't have to stand in line like the rest of us do. So, again, that it's starting to turn, I think. And, again, it should turn on both. It should turn on the Senate Republicans that are part of the Uniparty and the Democrats as well. And Speaker Johnson went on to say that the Democrats really just have this radical, crazy agenda.
Senate Democrats have hoisted upon this appropriations process their radical, crazy agenda. We call it crazy because that's what it is. They want to reopen the borders, and they want to stop the deportation of dangerous criminal illegal aliens.
Yeah, that's what they are demanding. Of course, they didn't get anything in the reforms as far as this deal, but the deal's dead as of right now. Now, what they did do, they sent over a 60-day CR. That's a continuing resolution that would go to into May. Here we go again. But I think Chuck Hugh Schumer has pronounced that dead on arrival.
We're going to put a clean, simple, continuing resolution that will go until May 22nd. It's just a number of weeks to allow for all those who sacrificially serve the country and protect other Americans, all these agencies, 10 agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, will continue at their current funding levels to make sure that they are protected.
And so, this is where it's going to go down, because this is already the longest shutdown, either full or partial, in history, even longer than the one last year. And it is, people are going to feel pain. And, I don't know how long the president, under an emergency authority, can pay the TSA officers, the TSOs, at the airports. But eventually, what's going to have to hit the fan. So we'll see what happens. And now there's already calls from members, Republican members of the House. Nobody in the Senate as of yet, but Republican members of the House are calling for John Thune to be removed as the Senate Majority Leader. So more on that. We'll hear from Congressman Tim Burchett coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're still running with the lanes open and not too bad right now at the Harbor Tunnel southbound. Still under a 5-minute delay, which is always good on 95 and 895 southbound. And then through the junction right at downtown at Camden Yards, the lanes are open at 95 Russell Street and 395. Northbound I-95, Harford County at Mountain Road. They're still working on the wreck there. The two inside lanes are still closed. Traffic is getting by to the right, and the express lanes are open. There's not a big problem getting around it. Three lanes are open to the right. The express lanes are clear, but you'll have that left-hand, or actually two of the left-hand lanes, closed on the northbound side. Filling in quickly now on the Beltway at Hartford Road. Very minor at Green Spring, but the west side backup begins to fill in now from 795 down through Frederick Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, few stray showers possible. Highs will be in the mild, very mild today, upper 60s and then 80s by tomorrow. So hang in there. Going to be really nice. 48 right now in the city and 51 in Stevensville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
The hell is this, a joke?
Yeah, that's what Speaker Johnson said about the Senate deal over the weekend.
Man.
Yeah, unbelievable. There has been a great Kit Kat heist.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Not just a piece. But 413,793 chocolate wafer candy Kit Kats were stolen on Friday.
In Europe.
Those fiends.
Yeah, in Europe. I think it was on their way to Poland, if I'm not mistaken. And thieves, again, of course, it is Easter week, and there's a lot of Easter baskets and a lot of candy. But 400,000 Kit Kats, that is a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they were... they left a production site in Italy. They were headed to Poland when they were
no comment.
When they were stolen. So got a lot of chocolate on their hands somewhere.
Look on eBay.
Yeah, KFC's introduced a new box feast ranging from $7 to $11. That sounds like something up your alley, Chuck. A box feast.
I like it.
You got the KFC snacker, and that's 5 KFC nuggets, fries, medium drink, and a sauce of your choice. Mm-hmm. The $9 box feast is 2 KFC snackers, 5 KFC nuggets, fries, medium drink. Or the $11 box feast, a chicken sandwich, 2 chicken tenders, fries, medium drink, and 2 sauces of your choice.
So how much is that? $11?
$11.
That's a bargain.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I could do that.
From the Why Would They department, there's a company out there now doing canned pasta water.
What is pasta water?
This is the, when you cook water, you boil... Yeah, pasta in your water.
You strain it.
You strain it. That's so the water. It's all starchy,
right?
So they take the water that's cooked the pasta, and they save that and they can it for you to drink. Why? I don't know.
Yeah. Must be a religious thing.
Now
that's
they must
yak
be pasta variants.
Now it could be pasta variants, but I'm looking at the release date for this press release. Says April 1st.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Stop that. Yeah.
So that's got to be an
don't
April Fool's.
Play with a tired brain this time in the morning. I fell for it.
Would you eat a potato chip that tasted like a burger?
No,
I don't think so.
Pringles.
They have chips that taste like all kinds
everything,
of things
right.
now.
Pringles is announcing in the Burger King UK are teaming up with Pringles to... They have the Burger King Chicken Royale Pringle Chip, the Bacon Double Cheese XL, and more. So we'll see what happens. I would taste it. Try it.
I would taste it, sure. But just why bother? If you already got a Whopper and a bag of chips or something, so that's it.
Right. Does it take two hands to handle a Whopper?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Is that right?
Depends on if the lights are on or not.
Depends on what you have on it.
There you go.
That's like true. That.
Absolutely.
I have a quick story for you.
Yes, sir.
Saturday morning, I'm in bed sleeping, getting ready to get up and play golf, and I hear my wife screaming outside the house.
What happened?
She walked out the front door with Henry, and a corn snake jumped on her
foot.
Oh, wow. Six-inch
corn snake. Snake.
So she startled the snake, and that's probably why it jumped.
Yeah, she jumped back. He jumped on her foot. She was out there screaming.
So he struck.
What in the world is that?
They jump, that means they're striking. That's kind of...
And so what happened? You leapt out of bed.
Yes,
I
did.
You ran to Debbie's aid.
I got the broom and swept the snake down the sidewalk because they didn't want to kill him because they don't hurt anything.
Right.
And pushed him out in the lawn, and he was thinking, let me get the hell out of here.
I imagine your wife was very grateful that... That you
you came to a rescue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So when did you put the corn snake there?
Let me tell you something.
Probably up against the seam of the door, and when you opened it, it got started on. That's why it pounced.
The funny part was she opened the storm door, because we have a storm door. She
right, that's where they get in the seam of your door. That's where they
right
get in
there.
My house.
The snake almost came in the house.
That's what happened to me. I had a giant black snake.
Didn't Henry bark at the snake? Didn't Henry go after
Henry
the snake?
He didn't even see it. He didn't have no idea what it was.
All right. So you
what kind of dog is Henry?
Is a little dog.
Aww.
Is a wiener dog.
wiener.
He's a little wiener dog. He's cute.
But corn snakes are okay. They take care of the bugs and the rodents.
Right.
And
they're pretty
like
docile.
That.
Yeah.
Well, any place you have insects in Florida, and there are lots of them, you're going to have snakes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just pushed him away, and he just kind of looked up and said, thanks, see you later.
Okay. Well, at least you didn't take him over to Buffet City, where he became part of,
make him an appetizer.
Part of the menu, right.
That's right.
That's nice. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Right, see you.
Appreciate it, 6:50. Best of the Morning Drive here at KC & Company is available each and every day. WCBM.com and on our Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Congressman Tim Burchett is really unhappy with John Thune, and he let his feelings known over the weekend.
I think he made a huge mistake, ma'am. 83% of the population supports President Trump's Save America Act, which they should. He ignores that. And you as a member of the media ought to be disgusted at the fact they passed that thing at 2:25 in the morning and left all the other senators kind of hanging. All he had to do is have five of his cronies on the floor. He cuts a deal with Schumer. Obviously, the leadership in the Senate, and that's on both sides of the aisle, has a real disgust for this president and House leadership because they didn't even have the guts to call Speaker Mike Johnson and let him know what happened. The whole deal of, you know, the stereotype of Congress is, and it's well deserved, is that we pass stuff in the dark of night because we don't have any guts, and that's clearly what's shown in the Senate leadership. I think they need to get some new leadership over there, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree. Time for new leadership, especially in the Senate. We'll give Speaker Johnson a temporary pause based on his reaction on Friday. Hey, I want to invite you to join us for Pints in Politics. We did it last year at Michael's on York Road. Great crowd, wonderful time. We were joined last year by Delegate Nino Mangione as we talked about the ending of the wrap-up of the session and the president's first 100 days. We're now into year number two. There'll be a live in-person discussion with listeners on politics, both local, national, what the Trump administration has accomplished. Maybe the war will be over by then. What challenges lay ahead. And so come out and join us in person for a direct conversation. Tickets are just $25. They include light hors d'oeuvres. A complimentary WCBM pint glass is included. Cash bar is available. And it was pretty crowded last year, so I'd imagine. Get your tickets now. WCBM.com. It's sponsored by Smile Design Center. And we'll hope to see you out there April the 23rd from 5 to 7 at Michael's on York Road.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
Citizens are rightly concerned by the lack of financial oversight in Maryland. The money governments use comes from the taxpayers. Every level of government, local, state, and federal, needs independent oversight to provide accountability for the use of public funds. Yet, Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and Kathy Klausmeier continue to fight for limitations on the independence of inspector generals. The Maryland General Assembly refuses to authorize an empowered inspector general to review Baltimore County's school spending. This is wrong. Taxpayers deserve accountability and independent oversight. The Democrats are wrong in their approach to transparency, and this needs to change now. Government works best when it's accountable, transparent, and mindful that taxpayers provide the money to operate. This is a message Democrats refuse to learn, and it is a disservice to Maryland.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just a reminder, if you're going to be in Harford County, northbound 95 around the 74-mile marker, which is Mountain Road at Route 152. There's an accident cleanup there, still affecting the left side of the roadway. Three lanes getting by to the right. The express lanes are going straight through. Not much of a backup right now, but heads up, you come up on the accident scene pretty quickly there, and you'll have to get out of the left-hand lane. Normal buildups and the usual delays now beginning along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 weather, 30 forecast, cloudy, a few stray showers maybe today, mild in the upper 60s, overnight into the mid-50s before the 80s come around tomorrow, and right now 48 and cloudy, and Dundalk 47 in Forest Hill. Let's take a phone call here from Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. By the way, I want to wish you and all your listeners a happy Passover holiday that starts this Wednesday night. The 8-day Jewish festival starts this Wednesday night, April 1st, and goes through Thursday, April 9th, during the day the following week. Here's the thing. Once the two-week holiday session is over and Congress gets back to session, you know that the Tea Party is going to stall and all that. They're not really interested in fully funding at all DHS. They want to, if they could, destroy DHS by removing any more funding there is. So you see, you have to understand, they're going to bring up the thing about the Epstein files. They're going to bring up the distraction. They're going to say that Trump is spending too much time in epic fury wartime, any excuse or whatever, not to fully fund DHS. So do you think, how long do you think this scenario is going to go once Congress gets back to session 2 weeks after the
religious Well, that's a great over? Question, Mark, because, you know, Thune was so desperate to cut a deal because he knows the Democrats were dug in. They weren't going to budge. And so he made this deal, and Republicans over in the House didn't like it, and so they sent it back. So I think it drags on for maybe another week or so. I don't know how long President Trump can pay TSA agents. That's taken a little bit of the pressure off. But I do think this, President Trump is adamant about killing the filibuster. We'll get to that in the next hour. And I think that, that he's going to have to do that if he wants to get anything done in the remaining 3 years of his term. You're going to have to do it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mark, thank you. Have a good Passover. Appreciate that. All right, all over the news on the weekend. Here are the headlines. Police arrest several juveniles following multiple fights in downtown Baltimore. A chaotic fight spills into South Broadway and Fells Point. Renewing safety concerns there. A lot of these were juveniles that were gathered in the wee hours of the morning. Baltimore police arrest a teen and a 19-year-old after a stolen car crash ends in a crash. And then on Saturday, three people were arrested after they assaulted a man inside Arundel Mills and led police in a chase that ended in a crash. We're told that around 5 p.m. on Saturday, officers were called to the mall for an altercation and a weapon discharge. Once on the scene, they learned an adult male victim was leaving the Burlington Coat Factory when he was approached by several people who then assaulted him. During the assault, the victim pulled out a handgun. There was a struggle over the gun, the weapon discharged, striking one of the suspects in the wrist, who then fled in a black Nissan Altima. Police tracked down the location of the vehicle, and the vehicle crashed on 695, and the three suspects fled on foot with the help of Foxtrot and the Baltimore County Police. Three suspects were taken into custody. So, again, we don't know the names of the suspects. We don't have the ages of the suspects, but I'm betting you right now, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist that these are going to be juveniles. And it's going to be interesting to see if any of them had previous records or if any of them were ankle monitors. But here we go again. We see this every weekend. And as the weather turns warmer, we're going to see a lot more of it. And this is when they're still debating and discussing this Youth Charging Reform Act in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Every year for the last 3 years, there has been some kind of legislation that's making it easier for juvenile thugs to commit crimes. And their crimes are escalating now. Okay, I don't know if you've seen the videos of what's been going on in Columbia Mall, where a man was followed into the bathroom and he was accosted and assaulted by seven. There were at least seven thugs that went in and stole his wallet and accosted him and assaulted him. And then there was another in open, right smack dab in the middle of the mall. Three teens assaulted another teenager, jumped him, wrestled him down to the ground, and took off his sneakers and ran off with his sneakers. If they deem that they want something, they go get it, they take it, they grab it. It's not theirs. They're stealing. They've been raised with no morals, no code whatsoever. Every single one of us is a walking target in the state of Maryland. Doesn't matter what mall you're in. It could be Towson Town. It could be Arundel Mills. It could be Columbia. It could be Cranberry. It could be any one of those. And you are a walking target because juveniles will know they will not be held accountable here in the state of Maryland. So you need to put pressure on your delegates, on your state senators, and on the governor. to get their act together and start holding people. Since parents won't do it, then society must do it. Just saying. All right, I want to tell you about Town Appliance. Mayor and Mayor, they're great guys. They run the Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. 70 different brands on display right now. Great showroom. Whether you want a single appliance or a kitchen upgrade, they've got it all for you right there. And right now, they're celebrating their 47th anniversary sale. You can win a free coffee machine, no purchase necessary. Just go on in, and you can sign up and tell them I told you to check it out. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Coming up next, we'll name the names of the 16 Maryland Republicans who voted for the budget on Friday. What did they get in return? Interesting question. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Homeland Security budget impasse apparently will not convince Congress to scuttle its two-week break. The standoff has seen thousands of TSA officers go without pay for more than a month. Hundreds of those airport security officers have quit. Some relief is on the way thanks to President Trump. His executive order means that paychecks will likely start going out today. Senator Tom Cotton says this budget impasse has gone on for way too long.
Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, and we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network, the president ordered ICE agents to help with security at the airports, and at some of those airports, those delays are starting to ease a bit. The president not ruling out the possible seizure of Iran's Karg Island oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. On the other hand, he says he's pretty sure a deal for a ceasefire in Iran will be reached with the latest crop of leaders in Tehran.
It's a whole different group of people. So I would consider that regime change. And frankly, they've been very reasonable.
The president speaking with reporters last night aboard Air Force One. A hulking Russian oil tanker is loitering off the coast of energy-starved Cuba, which is the target of a U.S. oil blockade. The president asked if a New York Times report that the tanker would be allowed to reach Cuba was true. Mr. Trump said, I told them if the country wants to send some oil into Cuba right now, I have no problem whether it's Russia or not. Jerusalem's holiest sites sit empty as missile fire disrupts Passover and Easter, with the Iran war entering its fifth week. Wall Street, Dow futures up 157. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're up to about a 5 to maybe 10 minute delay now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, backing up at O'Donnell Street from there, and then you have to go through the tunnel and over to Child Street to get to the Toll Plaza area. So it's moving, but it's just backed up right there. We'll keep an eye on that. 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still running okay with all four lanes open, then going down towards Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street and 395. A little more slowing on the Beltway. West side is mostly Liberty Road down through the ramps at Frederick Road. A little slowing on the inner loop at Green Spring and the Parkville side, filling in on the outer loop right there at Hartford Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly cloudy day ahead of us with a few showers possible. Temperatures warming into the milder upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
46 degrees in Owings Mills and 49 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Wait times at BWI airport checkpoints have improved, but they remain longer than normal as the TSA deals with staffing shortages. Airport officials say ICE personnel are working to provide operational support for TSA to speed up the clearance process for passengers. The Maryland Aviation Administration says it's been told that the primary focus for ICE is security operations, not immigration enforcement. BWI says fluctuations in passenger traffic will result in variable wait times, and those travelers leaving from concourses A, B, and C are advised to arrive 3 hours before their scheduled departure. And three people have been arrested in connection with gunfire at Arundel Mills Mall and a police pursuit that ended in Baltimore County. Anne Arundel County police say a man who was being assaulted in the mall pulled a gun and shot one of the suspects in the wrist. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 061. The pick four 3962. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Blair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Pair of saves for Hell's Bells over the weekend.
In the air to left field, Taylor Ward is there. Taylor Ward makes the catch.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Ryan Helsley, part of the O's early season success, with saves of both Oriole wins. As the Birds take two of three from the Twins to open the season, 8-6 was the final. Post-game from Pete Alonso, his former teammate in New York, on how difficult it is to hit the Orioles closer.
It's tough. He's got an electric arm. I mean, he's got, very big arm, and all of his stuff moves all over the place. It's really tough to hang in there. And, he's nasty, and there's reason why he's closing for us.
Elsewhere in the division, the Blue Jays and A's yesterday in Toronto. Leadoff man George Springer doing his thing.
For the Athletics in 25.
George Springer, first pitch swinging, deep left field, gone!
The great Dan Shulman with the call on Sportsnet Canada. The 64th leadoff home run of Springer's career. Only Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson with 81 has more. Jays sweep the A's. 8-5-2 was the final. Men's Final Four is set for this coming weekend. It was Michigan blasting Tennessee yesterday by 33. They'll face Arizona in a battle of number ones, and UConn, a buzzer beater over Duke, will face Illinois this coming Saturday. Meanwhile, on the women's side, brace yourself for more UConn.
Still plenty of time left in this game.
Notre Dame's got to get stops here.
Quiñones, you bet!
Call on ESPN, the freshman Blanca Quiñones with 20 points for the game, and the Huskies will make their 25th Final Four appearance and 17th in the past 18 tournaments, 70-52 over Notre Dame. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens aren't the only ones to rescind a deal. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagert. Coming up in this hour, a vigil held for the young college student gunned down by a murderous illegal alien in Chicago. The No Kings protest featured a bunch of commies, freaks, and lefty hippie boomers over the weekend. But our top story here today is, remember on Friday we told you the Maryland House of Delegates voted to pass the governor's budget, which is now $3 to $4 billion more than it was last year, cuts off services to the developmentally disabled, does nothing to rein in the uncontrollable spending, and did nothing to address the structural deficits. And we identified the leader of the House of Delegates for the Republicans, Jason Buckle, was a yes vote for the budget.
Recognizing the minority leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I have to sort of respond to that. Last year, there was $1.6 million in new taxes and fees included in a budget, and every Republican member of this General Assembly voted against that. Next year, if you include in your budget additional taxes and fees, I hope and suspect every Republican member of this General Assembly will vote against that. This budget does not have those taxes and fees in it, and it is not a signed confession by myself or anyone else that we will ever support any of your tax and fee increases. And next year, we will request that you significantly deal with the structural budget deficits inherent in the blueprint spending, Medicaid expansion, and the growth of state employees.
Why didn't you demand it this year? Why didn't you demand that fiscal austerity this year? Why did you why take him this year off, Leader Buckle? Well, he's not the only one. We went and researched it. 16 Republicans voted with the Democrats. 16. And we're going to name names. And again, this just goes to show their controlled opposition. They're not standing on principle. They're not going there representing a limited government, less spending, lower taxes, fixing structural deficits, reducing the size of government. They're going there, I think, to enrich themselves. Here they are. Delegate Christopher Adams. Delegate Steve Arends. Delegate Jason Buckle. Delegate Terry Baker. Delegate Barry Beauchamp. Delegate Jefferson Grist. Delegate Michael Griffith. Delegate Wayne Hartman. Delegate James Heinebaugh. Delegate Kevin Hornberger. Delegate Seth Howard. Delegate Thomas Hutchinson. Delegate Jay Jacobs. Delegate Rick Metzger. Delegate Michael Schmidt, and Delegate Josh Stanko. Those are the 16 Republicans that voted with the Democrats to pass Governor Moore's bigger than last year's budget. And there was one delegate, oh, that's right, Aristotle, Eric Boucher, not voted. He was, you know, he votes present, and then he leaves. So a total of 17 Republicans did not do what they were sent there to do, and that is to be an opposition, a true opposition party. And then I start asking, well, why? Why would so many Republicans vote with the Democrats and the governor? And Delegate Lauren Arrington provided the answer over the weekend. And that's because they're being bought off with goodies for their districts. And one of them is now admitting it. We'll share that coming up next. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at the BW Parkway and the area Route 100 coming down to Arundel Mills. And all the lanes are open. Good pace right through there. Even northbound this morning at Route 197 coming up from Powder Mill Road. The pace is good there. No backups right now through there. The wreck on I-95 northbound above Mountain Road in Harford County has now cleared. All the lanes are open again as you're traveling north towards Route 24. Really nothing major on the Beltway. A little slower through Green Spring. The Parkville side is filled in at Harford Road. The west side right now, which is normally back at 795, this morning is only right there at Liberty Road. And it's moving. There are some gaps in the traffic down through I-70 towards Frederick Road. And then the southwest side of the Beltway for the traffic crossing at the BW Parkway. Don't see any major problems right now between 895 and the ramps at I-97. We're still in that area. Now we're back to under a five-minute delay. Southbound, always good news there at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, few stray showers possible, highs upper 60s today, overnight temperatures in the mid-50s, tomorrow mostly cloudy, showers possible, and we are in the low 80s for this early in spring. So, again, right to summer is where we go. Right now we are at, cloudy, and 48 in Middle River and 50 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, it is the time for a MAGA update, and the president, I think he's really serious about what needs to be done next in this stalemate on the partial DHS shutdown. And here's what's happening. This is how the Uniparty is slowing the president's agenda. Democrats announce, we have enough votes, so we'll just block all your bills, okay? So that's number one. So with the filibuster, they don't even make them do the actual filibuster anymore. The talking filibuster is just sort of a, you know, wave your hand filibuster. And so that needs to be done. He's advocating killing the filibuster. And there's something called the blue slip, which you'll hear him talk about in just a second. That's where any senator can put a hold on any nomination. That's a courtesy that they give one another. Why? I don't know. And then third are the recess appointments. And do you know right now the Senate is in 2 week Easter recess, but they, for 2 minutes every day, they hold a pro forma session. So a Republican president cannot appoint U.S. attorneys or other people to his cabinet. Did you know that? That's John Thune. And that's the Republican leadership denying their very own president the ability to fill out the positions in the government through recess appointments. So that tells you everything you need to know about Thune and the rest of those clowns running the GOP in the Senate. The president says it's time to kill the filibuster.
If I thought that they weren't going to pass the filibuster, I wouldn't even bring it up. They're going to pass it within the first hour if they take power. And it's more likely that they take power if we don't do it, because we're not going to be passing any legislation. They're not going to approve anything. We're going to go 3 1/4 years. There won't be one bill that we're going to pass, because the easiest thing to pass is exactly right now what they won't pass. And they'll do that, and they'll wreak havoc. But let's assume they get in. They're doing it anyway, so it wouldn't matter. They're doing it anyway. And, you know, I have a case where I have great U.S. attorneys that can't be approved because of the blue slips. The blue slips, I think you should terminate blue slips, too.
Yeah, and the recess appointments, and all you have to do is have, Thune's a clown. He's a swampy establishment deep state uniparty operative. That's who he is. He and Cornyn. They were the ones battling, for the leadership of the Senate, and Thune edged out Cornyn in the vote. And, President Trump said the Senate just is too soft, weak, and ineffective.
Sir, were you caught off guard when the Senate passed the DHS funding bill?
It's a shame. They should really just go to a filibuster. They should terminate the filibuster. And they should vote. That's what I think. Look, I think the Senate is playing it too soft. The Republicans are wonderful people, but we're dealing with very sick individuals. The Democrats are sick. There's something wrong. They're like terrorists. And we have to protect our country. We have to protect our border. We have to protect our wall. If it was up to them, they'd open up the wall, they'd let millions of people pour into our country again, and we've all been through that.
Yeah, and they are soft, and they are weak, and they are ineffective because they don't share the MAGA agenda. They don't share the American First agenda. They do not support President Trump. They're waiting him out. They're biding their time. Big case coming up for the Supreme Court. The president says this week the landmark case could end the birthright citizenship loophole and cripple the anchor baby industry.
We're the only country in the world that has mail-in ballots. We're the only country in the world that has, you know, we have a big case coming in the Supreme Court that had to do with the babies of slaves after the Civil War. Instead of that, it's being used as a way for rich countries and thousands of people from China coming in and getting citizenship for people within their family. This is not what they meant when they did that. So that's a big decision coming up.
You know, you look at the amendment, the 14th Amendment, the drafters of the amendment, including Senator Jacob Howard, and in 1866, he said the clause, quote, will not, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, who belong to the families of ambassadors or foreign ministers accredited to the government of the United States. And, of course, this was all towards the slaves and the children of the slaves at that time. Native Americans weren't even covered under the 14th Amendment. So it's going to be, oral arguments are going to be fascinating to listen to this week. President says, starting today, he's paying the TSA under his emergency authority.
Well, we're going to pay him for as long as we have to. And I will tell you, the ICE workers have been amazing. And they're helping people with their bags.
Yep, so that has begun today. Meanwhile, F-16 fighter jets were scrambled over the weekend near Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. Flares had to be used to get the pilots' attention. No pilot in the world that takes off in and around Palm Beach. Everyone is familiar with a restricted no-fly zone over Mar-a-Lago. So I don't know what was up with that. The president was never a threat, and nor was Air Force One. So, CPAC straw poll is in. Interesting movement here. J.D. Vance at 53%. He's down 3% from last year. Senator Marco Rubio last year was 3%. He's now at 35%. So Rubio is gaining momentum based on his performance as Secretary of State. No other candidate, no one else, got over 2% of the vote on the CPAC straw poll, and that's the way it was. 435 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up, one of those Republicans who voted for the governor's budget explains why he voted for it. And it has to do with, there was a financial incentive. We'll explain.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 723, and we'll get your Fox 45 weather forecast in just a second. But first, we'll get caught up to date with Monday morning rush hour. Here is the King Lugnuts Johnson.
There's some flashing lights at Sandy Point on the approach to the Bay Bridge eastbound. They're far enough off to the right side that it's not a big deal. But if you're coming eastbound through Sandy Point, you'll see it. You don't really need to do anything but just stay right where you are. And then it looks like the two lanes will continue open on the eastbound main span. Three lanes are open westbound. Not even any backup right now at I-97 coming down the hill at Route 32. We're clear at Ritchie Highway and then crossing the Severn River Bridge with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority says mostly cloudy today, a few stray showers. Highs in the upper 60s, mid-50s for the low tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy showers possible, low 80s for the high. Right now, cloudy in 52 in Millersville, 50 in Dundalk. So we just read the list of names. And again, if we have time, we'll do it again maybe at the end of the show. But again, you really, I'm sure that you know who your delegate is that's representing your area. If not, you can look it up. Just Google the name. It's not that difficult. So Jeff Grist, Delegate Grist, is one of those that voted yes on the fiscal 27 budget. This is again Governor Moore's budget, which is increased by $3 or $4 billion, and of course this year no massive tax increases. But you know, last year we got hit. This year not so bad. But next year is really where we're expecting. A hit. And here's what he said to justify his yes vote. And I quote, "We're dealing with a sinking ship. The question is simple. Do you fight to bring resources back to your district, or do you stand on principle and come home empty-handed? Some seem more interested in attacking their own team than delivering results. That's not leadership. Working within the reality of a Democrat-controlled legislature, we secured a long-term fix for small counties like Kent that can't afford massive school construction costs. That win also helped Caroline, Dorchester, Wicomico, Cecil, Queen Anne's, and Somerset. We added nonprofit accountability to the budget, which is something that couldn't pass on its own in a bill. In my district, we delivered 19 projects totaling over $5.5 million. Last year, a no vote brought back less than $300,000. The difference is clear, results versus symbolism. We also pushed back against major cuts to counties like Caroline and Dorchester by protecting them from potential tax increases and added language supporting tax relief for businesses that buy from local farmers. No new taxes or fees this year. That likely changes next year, and I won't support it when it does. But voting no this year wouldn't have stopped the budget. It wouldn't have stopped. It would have stopped our ability to deliver anything at all. No amendments, no funding, no wins for our communities. That's not conservatism. That's political theater. If I controlled the process, this budget would be at least $6 billion smaller. But I don't. So I made the choice to fight for my constituents and bring real results home. No apologies. No regrets. That's Delegate Jeff Grist. And while I understand you want to do the best you can for the voters in your district and the people that sent you there, basically this is selling your vote. Basically, you've said to the Democrats, I will vote for this budget, whether it's $3 billion, $6 billion, whatever, as long as I get some of that money for my own district. That's the problem. It's the problem at the congressional level. It's the problem at the state level. We have people willing to sacrifice their principles in order to bring home the bacon. And when you multiply that by 535 in Congress or 141 in the House and however many, 47 over in the Maryland Senate, this is how you go from a budget that was in the single digits under Governor Ehrlich and now is $71 billion, because people will not stand on principle. They won't put their foot down. They say, well, the other guy's going to get his. I'm going to get mine. And if that's your mindset, why are you in Annapolis? Why bother even running? If you're going to run up the white flag because Democrats are a supermajority, get out. You're not up for the fight. This is not your battle. Let somebody else do it. And for the Maryland GOP leadership, I think you should primary people that vote for the Democrats' boondoggle of a budget in exchange for goodies for their own districts. But then again, I'm not running the Maryland GOP. I don't know who would want to run it, to tell you the truth, at this point. All right, you can call. Let us know how you feel about that. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24-7, should you ever need them. They are there, and you do need serious legal representation. And Michael, he runs, look, top 10 law firms for personal injury in the last decade or so because of they put your recovery priority number one, that you get better, that you can focus on the things that are really important to you, like getting back to family, getting back to your job or running your business or all of the above. And Michael can help you do that through any number of things that they do, from A to Z, whether it's dealing with insurance companies or finding doctors, advancing medical costs, dealing when your car is totaled. They do all of the above while putting your recovery priority number one. So whether it's settling out of court or litigating in court, the law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there when you need them. 1-800-782-7203. Online at maflaw.com. All right, coming up next, the No Kings protest featured a bunch of commies, freaks, and lefty hippie boomers. Well, you got the evidence here. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are investigating a weekend shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1700 block of Light Street just before 10 Saturday night, where they found a 20-year-old man with a graze wound to the body. The victim was treated at the scene, and police are looking for a suspect. Brandon Scott has activated ground-level youth safety engagement initiatives. The mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement has mobilized community violence intervention partners where young people are likely to congregate on weekend and holiday evenings. The mayor says the activation is part of a larger strategy to provide high-quality summer and spring programming and engagement for young people. The mayor's office has partnered with Downtown Locker Room, the Department of Recreation and Parks, and Shoesmith Youth Empowerment to put together a lineup of spring break events. And wait times at BWI Airport checkpoints have improved, but they remain longer than normal as the TSA deals with staffing shortages. Airport officials say ICE personnel are working to provide operational support for TSA to speed up the clearance process for passengers. The Maryland Aviation Administration says it's been told that the primary focus for ICE is security operations, not immigration enforcement. BWI says fluctuations in passenger traffic will result in variable wait times, and those travelers leaving from concourses A, B, and C are advised to arrive 3 hours before their scheduled departure. And thousands of Marylanders took part in Saturday's No King rallies to protest President Trump and his administration. There were No Kings demonstrations across the state, including rallies in Baltimore City and Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, Harford, and Howard counties. Chris Van Hollen says Marylanders from Hagerstown to the Eastern Shore are disgusted by what they have seen from Donald Trump's out-of-control ICE operation. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family owned and operated, is your full service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The inner loop is slowing if you're coming up from 795 Reisterstown Road through Park Heights Avenue. I haven't seen what the problem is. There must have been something there just for a couple of minutes. Everything now
is moving again, but it's really backed up coming up the hill from 795. Then after Park Heights Avenue, it's better over through Green Springs. So whatever the situation was, which might still be there out of camera range near the bridge at Park Heights Avenue, was grabbing some attention, created a backup. We'll see if it clears or not. We'll keep an eye out. But for right now, just after 795, we start to slow up around the Beltway through the Pikesville area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly cloudy day ahead of us with a few showers possible. Temperatures warming into the milder upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's with a different look yesterday, giving Dylan Beavers his first start of the year in center field.
Stays alive to set up this line drive. And the Orioles will take the lead. Into the right field corner. Beavers barging into second will hold up there. A two-run double for Dylan Beavers.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson the Beaver with his first two driven into the year. Part of a rally back from an early 4-0 deficit on their way to an 8-6 win. Birds take 2 of 3 in the uber-competitive AL East, with both the Yanks and the Jays sweeping their opening three-game sets. Elsewhere in division, the Red Sox were in Cincinnati for the rubber game yesterday against the Reds. John Sadak had the call on Reds TV. Suarez's three-run shot was all it took as four Reds relievers made it stand. 3-2 Cincinnati was the final. NFL news, move over Ravens. Here come the Browns, rescinding a deal of their own. A source telling ESPN that Cleveland is backing out of the deal it made with free agent defensive end A.J. Epinesa because of concerns related to his physical. The Browns had agreed to a one-year, $5 million deal. No specific injury details were given. Meanwhile, Saturday night in Vegas was a big night for the Capitals.
Cole Hudson, midpoint. Hudson feeds, Strome fires, he scores! 4-all!
Joe B had the call on Monumental. Strome, 17th of the year, tied it with 12 minutes to go. And how about the 19-year-old Cole Hudson? The future is now for the Caps on the assist. Caps win it in a shootout over the Golden Knights, 5-4 the final. Playoff chances still extremely slim, though, 4 points out of 8th, but with 3 teams in front of them. Other sports news from the weekend. A fan died after falling from Mexico City's Estadio Banorte during a Mexico-Portugal friendly in the first game since the stadium was reopened for its third World Cup coming up in the summer. MLB umpire C.B. Buckner had 6 pitch calls overturned by ABS on Saturday, including 2 straight overturned punch-outs of the Reds' Eugenio Suarez. And it was the weekend of the Sunshine Double down in Miami. World number 1 Ariana Sabalenka and men's number 2 Yannick Sinner winning the Miami Open after winning the Indian Wells Open in California last week. It's called the Sunshine Double, an extremely rare feat because of the cross-country travel and the different playing surfaces. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Charles Barkley goes unscripted.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Sean, I'll set this up and I'll get your comments on the backside. Charles Barkley had more than basketball on his mind during CBS March Madness broadcast yesterday. They did a feature on Alex Karaban, who is a UConn forward, an immigrant, his family from the Ukraine and Belarus. Great story, mm-hmm. Great player. And here's Barkley.
I love that kid and his family. But the way some of these other immigrants are getting treated in our country right now is a travesty and a disgrace. I think there's a difference between amazing immigrants and criminal immigrants. And I think what's going on in our country, what we're doing to some of these amazing immigrants, is really unfortunate and it's really sad.
That's Charles Barkley during the CBS broadcast of March Madness, UConn and Duke.
So this player in question, is he and his family, are they legal immigrants to the United States?
They are refugees. They've been given asylum.
Okay, that's a legal standing in this country, and there's a big difference between those who come here legally as refugees, asylees, or green card holders, and the illegal immigrants. And unfortunately, I don't think Mr. Barkley is smart enough to know the difference.
Just don't understand how you pivot from basketball to politics. It's not just some random broadcast.
Right.
It's the Elite Eight. Yeah. It's leading up to the Final Four. You've got, 40 million people watching? Who knows how many? Whatever. And this is what he's thinking about?
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. It's to me, though, the story of the Boozer twins, that to me should be a story that everyone hears. And that's just an incredible story. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on.
It is a great story.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And so, whatever you want to call it, no King's Day. I call it No Brains Day because the people that showed up out there, I really wonder how much cranial capacity they have. It was a compilation of left wing freaks, fruits, nuts, commies, you name it. There was a woman dressed up in a full chicken costume, clucking in Los Angeles. I saw furries, anti-Trump furries at one of the protests. In Nashville, they all donned those red robes and white bonnets from The Handmaid's Tale, marching silently with signs that said, shame. Protesters in Fort Worth, Kansas City, and others wore the same thing. People showed up as frogs, unicorns, lobsters, and dinosaurs, popularized during the anti-ICE protests. And to me, it was just incredible what we saw. Also, we had a number of, and there's some concerning behavior there as well. We'll get to that in just a second. You had people that rewrote the America the Beautiful to basically be, it was an open borders version. It said, for beautiful thy immigrant who hail from every land, by grace and work and diligence, like gifts from God's own hands. America, America, by grace shall that remain, to greet the poor that reach the shore with open arms again. That was the open borders version of America the Beautiful. They're kind of revealing everything they need to know. And the same people that brought you the Hands Off Iran and other movements are the ones that sponsor the No Kings protest. 500 groups, $3 billion in revenue. People like George Soros, this character Neville Singham, and others are all behind the same rallies, the same protest time and time again. Then there's Tampon Tim Walz, who pledged allegiance not to the United States, but somebody else.
And I will add a special thank you. And a special acknowledgement that we will never leave the side of our Somali Minnesotans. Here's our pledge to you. Our Somali Minnesotans, your great-grandchildren will still be here when that orange clown is in the dustbin of history. You will be here.
Yeah, speaking of dustbins of history, he's about ready to go into one, I think. But that being said, there were some very disturbing movements within the No Kings protesters. You had all the celebrities, De Niro and Springsteen, all those fools that get out there. I don't even want to bother playing what they had to say. But this is one that caught my eye in New York. Listen to their chant.
Revolution! There is only one solution!
Communist revolution!
Communist revolution!
Communism, the one solution. Communism is the revolution. Communism going to win. That might be explained why, in a shocking new campus reform poll, 2/3 of young Americans now support socialism / communism and Marxism. There's also another protester that sprayed graffiti on a federal building in Los Angeles that said, "Kill your local ICE agent." That is a direct call to action. That is not protected free speech. I don't know if that person's been identified or arrested, but they should be. So that's the way it went on these absolutely worthless and stupid No Kings protests. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic. Speaking of kings, Chuck Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I've still not put my finger on exactly what caused this delay, but the inner loop, as you're coming up from Liberty Road and even before Liberty Road, just coming to a grinding halt right there, and all the lanes are affected. Then you get up to 795, gets a little better. You get around the curve at Park Heights Avenue, gets a little better, slow again at Green Spring. Something happened along the way that we do not have any official word as to what it is. No reports of any accidents, nothing there, and haven't spotted anything on the shoulder. But Liberty Road all the way up through now, all the way to Green Spring, to the JFX, very slow, and especially right at Liberty Road on the inner loop. So keep an eye out for that. I'll just keep looking around, and we'll find something eventually. Had to be a broken-down vehicle, something that was grabbing their attention. Baltimore County, a new minor accident, busy area, Philadelphia Road at Hospital Drive, just outside the Beltway on the northeast side. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary in April. You'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Now would be the time to give us a call. You can win some WCBM merchandise, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. But you must call now in order to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and Chuckles, who was fending off corn snakes over the weekend.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So give us a call, 410-922-6680.
I told her she had a corn on her foot. She said, I didn't know. It didn't hurt.
It's going to be mostly cloudy today. A few stray showers possible. Highs in the upper 60s. Overnight temps in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Showers possible, low 80s. It's going to be pretty nice all week. In the 60s to the 80s. Tuesday and Wednesday seem to be warmer, and then things cooled down a little bit Thursday through the rest of the weekend. So we'll get your Passover forecast is going to be really nice. And then Holy Thursday, Good Friday into Easter Sunday is going to be nice as well. Maybe not as warm as tomorrow and
you can put your
Wednesday.
Bonnet on, Mr. Casey.
You can. And boy, my bonnet.
With
I got
all
a,
the frills upon it.
I got a big bonnet, that's for sure.
You ain't lying.
Light rain in the next hour. 50 in the city.
That.
51 in Parkville. All right, no contestant today, so let's do it. Choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. A little sleepy on this Monday, apparently. All right, here we go. Story number one. California Governor Gavin Newsom at the No Kings rally in Los Angeles over the weekend saying he wants to build a bridge from Mexico into Southern California to allow illegal aliens to bypass Border Patrol. And he's arguing that California is a sovereign state, and the 9th and 10th Amendments enable him to do that without federal intervention. Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Story two, Shakespeare birthplace will be decolonized over fears that portraying his success as the greatest playwright benefits the ideology of white European supremacy. Oh. The Shakespeare birthplace trust said some of the items on display could contain language or depictions that are racist, sexist, or even homophobic. And story three, President Trump just ended a program for farmers that apparently was for help foreign farmers buy U.S. land. $300 million USDA program was supposedly about helping farmers get land, capital, and access to markets, but these were foreigners who became U.S. farmers, while actual American citizens were getting squeezed like a tube of toothpaste. Good for President Trump. He just shut the whole scam down. All right. Story one, Governor Newsom threatens to build an immigrant bridge from Southern California and Mexico. Story two, Shakespeare birthplace to be decolonized because of white supremacy. Or story three, President Trump shuts down taxpayer-funded U.S. farms for foreigners. All right. We'll start with Maggie.
Oh, man. Again, this is very difficult. These are all so possible. And I haven't heard any of that. I'm going to have to tell. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I want to say number two.
All right. Maggie goes for story number two. Chuck?
Alas, I will go with number two.
And Chuck also goes for number two. Kristen?
Yeah, this is a hard one, except I definitely believe the farmer one. All those Chinese farmers, I guess, that Biden wanted to come into the country last term, I can see that being true. So I'm glad they found that end of that. I think I will join the crowd. I will go with number two.
All right. Everybody goes for story number two, the Shakespeare birthplace to be decolonized over threats of ideology of white European supremacy. That is a true story.
Ooh. We all.
Whoops.
Oh,
yeah.
That is England, I guess. I started off a
story
bad
one,
I'm
the
sorry.
Immigrant Bridge from California Governor Kevin Newsom is our fake news story of the day. So
should have known that.
Rough start to the week.
I don't think enough. Did that make sense?
Yeah, you do think, but of things that...
Flag that. I knew I smelled something funny.
Yeah, that would be a good flag. That would be a great flag. We should put that in a daily promo.
I don't think. Therefore, I can't reason.
Nothing's happened.
But alas, poor York, I knew him well.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I just had folks ask me about, what about the Senate Republicans on the budget? We'll do those names tomorrow here on the program. So they give you another reason to tune in. We did the 16 GOP House of Delegate members, Republicans, who voted for the boondoggle of a budget. And, of course, the one not voting was... the guy that is channeling his inner Aristotle, Eric Boucher, from Carroll County. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now's the time. Of course, you'll feel it tomorrow and Wednesday. It's going to be in the 80s. So now that warm little burst of weather might remind you to get Tim out there and check out your air conditioning system. Make sure it's running properly, that your filters have been changed, that it is going to have all the working parts it needs, and that it is might need a shot of refrigerant, so you want to do that before the hot weather arrives. And they'll come out and do your maintenance check, and it's really affordable, by the way. I think the last time it was about $75 to come out and check. So, again, that's well worth it to help prevent bigger problems down the road. So call Tim Kyle, whether it's for that or if you have electrical needs, whether it's interior, exterior wiring, landscaping, they do that as well. Very good commitment to service, and they're excellent in the work that they do. They've done a lot of work on my home, and they'll do the same for you as well. Tim Kyle Electric, 410-876-9404, now with heating and air as well, 410-876-9404, online, timkylecompany.com.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. You want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Or visit them at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some interesting statistics here. We now found out from 20 to 24, this is MIT, data from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, shows Democrat mail-in voting dropped 23 points from 2020 to 2024, with zero drop in Democrat in-person voting. Isn't that interesting? Republican voting was relatively static. The 23-point surge in Democrat mail-in ballots in 2020 has no explanation. Did these voters ever really exist? I don't think so. In fact, I would venture to say I know so. 23 million Democrat mail-in voters vanished in 4 years. Gee, I wonder how that happened. 7:53 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe they didn't have any stamps.
Maybe. You didn't need stamps. You could just drop them off in those little drop boxes.
That's true. Yeah. Those little boxes, that were all rigged on top of that. The Interloop delay is still right here at Liberty Road, not anywhere near as bad as it was 10 minutes ago. And then when you get up to 795 and through that ramp, you're really picking up speed going up towards Reisterstown Road. So whatever that was, we never saw it, never got word of it, we never saw anything. We backed us up to Liberty Road. It's now getting better through there. The outer loop is still Liberty Road to Frederick Road, and the Parkville side is slow on the outer loop beginning right before Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, a few showers may be possible here this morning. Get some rain in the area already. Upper 60s for the high today. Nice and mild, even warmer tomorrow. Chance of light rain the next hour, 52 in Severn. It'll be windy, 49 in Ocean City. Let's go to the phone. Steve is in Reisterstown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Just a local issue with the government, and you talk about how bad it's getting. I'm a very small business trying to pull permits.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out why. I thought I did something wrong on the computer. It's 2 to 3 weeks to even file for a permit. My builder, it took 8 months to get a permit.
Wow.
Now, here's another kicker. You have to have a perk test for your rainwater and put in a sediment pond for every new house you build. This is getting... Nobody's working, Sean, with the government. I won't have a permit.
I want you to clarify something. You said a sediment pond for every house you build or every neighborhood?
Every bit of rainwater on a house over a certain dimension, if the roof's over a certain dimension, they treat it like a parking lot.
Right.
And now this builder, this homeowner's got to have a perk test. You have them on septic, but you don't have them on rainwater. It's rainwater.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I can't get a permit for now and an inspection for at least a month, and they're going to put up the addition next week.
That's part of the regulatory burdens that small businesses have, small business owners. By the way, were you offended by the Jimmy Kimmel plumber joke?
No. Hey, there's nothing, I bite my fingernails. That's just as embarrassing. Okay, see ya.
All right, Steve, take care. He was making a joke about Mark Wayne Mullen being a plumber, and he didn't know that Mark Wayne took over his dad's plumbing business because his dad passed away. But then again, Jimmy Kimmel, he was out there at the new King's thing. You see him with his kids. He was out there with his father-in-law and with his children with their stupid little signs. I mean, they're fruits and nuts just about everywhere. Sadly, the media didn't give this much attention whatsoever, but Sheridan Gorman, who was murdered, allegedly, by Jose Medina, the Venezuelan illegal alien who shot and killed this 18-year-old Loyola University student. We find out the empathy and the sympathy for the illegal alien is off the charts in Chicago. Jessica, I think my mother's name is Jessica. Jessica Gorman was... there at the vigil. There were thousands of people who showed up at the vigil for Sheridan in Chicago over the weekend.
As a mom, I'm angry. I'm completely heartbroken. And we're going to fight for justice for our sweet Sheridan. And we're going to fight for change.
Yeah, you just hear the pain and the emotion in her voice after she lost her 18-year-old daughter to the hands of an illegal alien who was aided and abetted and enabled by the governor of the state, J.B. Pritzker, by the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, who's actually shown a lot more empathy for the illegal alien than they had for the murdered 18-year-old Sheridan. Now the latest is, and we find out, this was not only was he a criminal who was released back onto the street after a prior arrest, but he's mentally incompetent. Apparently, according to his public defender, Julie Kohler, told the court he grew up in Venezuela, attended school only till he was 7. He's completely illiterate. As a teenager, he was allegedly shot in the head during a robbery and now has brain damage. stunted development, and memory problems. He also allegedly contracted tuberculosis in a migrant shelter after illegally entering the United States, and he was being treated here at taxpayer expense. I mean, this is just, again, these people, these kinds of people were let in by Joe Biden and the Democrats, and then once they're in, it's, you know, then they feed off the taxpayers. Outrageous. Thank God for President Trump securing our border and starting to round these people up and get them off the streets. Not quick enough, unfortunately, because the Democrats continue to fight it. Rescue Natural Supplements, if you're looking for that all-day lasting energy and not that little boost of temporary energy you get from your caffeine or from your energy drinks or what have you, which is really not all that healthy for you, to tell you the truth. Rescue Orsing, developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, and it is a fuel at the cellular level. It's going to make sure the adenosine triphosphate, the ATP in your cells, which your cells need to function at peak efficiency, they need for restoration, for repair. That's the reason why you'll have energy throughout the day, and you won't even need coffee. If you like the taste of coffee, great, but you won't need it. You'll have enough energy, and it helps your cells repair every cell in your body, from the brain to the heart to skin cells. Rescue Orsine. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY. My Energy, and you need to call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, online at res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is sounding hopeful for a ceasefire in the Iran war, says he's pretty sure a deal can be reached with the current leaders in Tehran. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Well, I don't know that we're going to find people that are necessarily like-minded, but people that respect what their alternatives are, and that is, you know, continued demolishment of their infrastructure and the assassination of their leadership, or a willingness, begrudgingly, albeit, to cooperate with the United States, Israel, and the Gulf neighbors.
A deadlock in relations between the GOP-controlled Senate and House is just the latest roadblock to reopening the Department of Homeland Security, ending chaos at many airports across the country. That kind of political infighting has led one nationally syndicated talk radio host to step away from the microphone and run for Congress himself. Chris DeGaulle announced he's running for the 6th Congressional District of Missouri and hopes his strong Christian faith will help lawmakers find common ground in Washington.
I lead a Sunday school class, and I try to lean into his word, because when it's all said and done, shutting out the noise and leaning into the truth of the word of God is really all we have. And if we don't lean into that, we will lean into the chaos, and it will drag us all down with it. I think that truth, that divining rod of truth, is so necessary in a world that feels often like it's going crazy.
Until he formally announced his candidacy, Chris DeGaulle was syndicated nationally by the Salem Media Group, parent company of this news network. He is seeking to replace retiring Missouri Congressman Sam Graves this year's midterm elections. Despite the U.S. energy embargo on Cuba, President Trump says he'd have no problem with Russia delivering oil to the communist island. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 306 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 148. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improve my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming up the Beltway from Security Boulevard, you're crossing at Liberty Road. It looks like just from the camera, camera angle that I can see up towards 795 that there's something in the left-hand lane. Not sure if it's a broken-down vehicle or it could be an accident, but in that area, there's no shoulder available there to the left-hand side. So it looks like they're staying over to the center and the right. Not officially reported, but obviously there is a backup here as you're coming up from I-70. So when you're crossing Liberty Road, get to the center, stay to the right through there. You'll clear out after 795, continuing up eventually towards Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly cloudy day ahead of us with a few showers possible. Temperatures warming into the milder upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
46 degrees in Pikesville and 48 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a quiet Saturday night near the intersection of Federal Hill and the Riverside community was disrupted by gunfire that appeared to be aimed at a car, leaving one man injured and neighbors shaken. Video from the scene shows a white car followed seconds later by the muzzle flash of what appears to be two guns as a bystander barely gets out of the way. After the shooting stops, two people can be seen running away. And a chaotic fight that spilled onto South Broadway in Fells Point Thursday night is renewing some concerns about safety in one of Baltimore's busiest entertainment areas. Video posted to Instagram shows several people involved in the disturbance, with another video capturing a different angle of the mayhem. And two adults were hospitalized and a dog was rescued Sunday morning following a house fire in Middle River, according to the Baltimore County Fire Department. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 061. The pick 4, 3962. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Nice to see Tyler O'Neill on the comeback trail.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. O'Neill to deep left field, and the Orioles' first home run of the season. A three-run job right down the line from Tyler O'Neill.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. O'Neill looking for a bounce-back year with the fourth-inning Earl Weaver special, sparking a nose comeback from down 4-0. 8-6 was the final. The Birds taking 2 of 3 from Minnesota. Post-game comments from O'Neill on the blast.
I mean, it was just a matter of time, I think. Our lineup's so deep, a lot of trust in ourselves. It was just a matter of time before, put a big swing on the board and got some runs across. So
Birds turn their attention now to the Rangers, who come in tonight at 6:35. Chris Bassett will make his Orioles debut. NCAA basketball yesterday saw one of the great finishes of all time. Number 2 UConn trailing Topsy Duke 72-70 with less than 10 seconds to play.
Get it into Boozer, back for Sarr, ahead, Boozer, that ball deflected!
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. Move over Christian Laettner as Braylon Mullins delivers, and he also delivered in the postgame.
I mean, I don't know. I looked up at the clock, and it said 5 seconds. So I tried to get the ball to somebody who had made one in the game, and he wanted to throw it back. So, I mean, I saw 3 seconds. It was the last shot. Just happy to see that go in. So, man, I'm so happy.
Nothing like dropping an S-bomb on live TV. 73-72 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, David Rubenstein sends a message. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Hour number three. You know, one of the most, I think, important positions that anyone could run for is your local school board, because so many decisions are made there regarding who's running the schools, what the curriculum is in your school. And we watch now as our education system throughout the land, but here specifically in Maryland, continues to struggle, Baltimore City specifically, and now some in Baltimore County. Joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline is Brian Robertson. He is a faith-based speaker, an engineer, and a candidate for Baltimore City Board of Education. He also happens to be a professional saxophonist. So, Brian, welcome to the program. Nice to have you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So the question is, what is your, opinion an analysis of the current state of Baltimore City schools?
Similar to what you just said, there's some struggling going on and definitely some need for improvement. If we look at the numbers, I believe the current literacy rate, meaning, you know, amount of children testing as reading on grade level, is at about 30%. And the current math proficiency rate, similarly, is even lower, at about 10%. So there's definitely a lot of work that needs to be done. We need to raise the bar in terms of expectation, in terms of achievement. There's a lot of work to be done.
What do we attribute this to? Is it what's going on in the classroom, what's going on at home, or all of the above?
In a way, I want to say all of the above, because everybody's involved in the educational process. Whether it be, you know, students, parents, teachers, administrators, and definitely the school board and higher up, even. So everyone's involved. But I would say the core issue that I see that we attribute it to is our level of expectation. Unfortunately, over the years, we've developed what I would call a culture of low expectations. And to give you an example, one of the things that disturbed me going on in Baltimore City Public Schools a few years ago, they started telling the students that they don't have to pass the standardized state test. They just have to take it.
Yeah.
So students can just take the test, and they don't have to pass, but they still, you know, we'll still pass them on, we'll still graduate them.
Yeah, it's like their version of a participation trophy.
And it sends the wrong message. You know, if you set low expectations, you're going to get low results. And conversely, if you set high expectations, you're going to get much higher results.
Dr. Sonia Santelices has been nominated for an Educator of the Year award. What do you think overall of her performance?
I'm surprised. I have to be candid. I can only be honest. You know,
right.
I was surprised when I heard that she was nominated for that award, and I was also surprised when I hear that she's going to go to Yale as some type, because I think this is her last year as you know, running the school system.
Right.
But she's going to move on and go to Yale University and be regarded as some type of specialist. You know, again, if the literacy rate is 30% and the math proficiency rate is 10%, that's not a specialist. I'm sorry. I don't know any profession where you're allowed to do 30% of the work or get a 30% result, and then you get regarded as a specialist, you get nominated for awards, that just doesn't make sense. And again, that kind of points to this culture of low expectations that we've developed, where we're rewarding people for failure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. More with Brian Robertson here. He's running for Baltimore City School Board, and we'll ask him what specific changes he would like to see in the system coming up next. Right now, time for traffic and weather on the Threes update. Here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it finally, whatever it was, cleared itself. Inner Loop north of Liberty Road. Everybody is back to normal now through there, coming up from I-70 and up through Liberty Road. It's a little bit slow at Green Spring, but otherwise really no problems at all. The Parkville side of the Beltway still has a delay as you're working your way across from Hartford Road towards Providence Road, and then the west side, Liberty Road, I-70 down through Route 40, and then once we clear Frederick Road, all the lanes are open down the hill towards 95. Southwest side of the Beltway, you're in good shape right here at the BW Parkway on both the inner and the outer loop. Let me just make one quick check here at the Harbor Tunnels. Last time I looked, everything was running okay, and it looks like now we're doing fine, both on 95 and 895 for the traffic moving south. You don't see any big problems. Even back at O'Donnell Street, we're under a five-minute delay right now. Always good southbound at both the tunnels all the way down towards 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, cloudy, maybe some showers possible, upper 60s for the high today. Right now, cloudy 51 in the city, 51 in Glen Burnie. On our newsmaker hotline, Brian Robertson, he's a candidate for Baltimore City School Board. And Brian, what specific changes would you like to see made in the overall approach to education in Baltimore City?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, core thing is that we gotta raise the bar in terms of achievement. But I guess I'll sum it up this way. There are really three initiatives that I'm pushing with my campaign. And I would say that's accessibility, accountability, and achievement. Accessibility, accountability, and achievement. So in terms of accessibility, if you've lived in Baltimore City or even Maryland for any amount of time, you know that sometimes it's difficult to get in touch with government officials, and or if you go to the government offices, people aren't always available. You know, they tell you to come back, or you have problems like that. I want to knock that wall down. This is a democracy, and it's supposed to be for the people and by the people. And so I want to be able to always be in direct communication with the people. So I give my phone number out to any and everyone who wants to talk. My phone number is 443-422-5589. Again, 443-422-5589. If you want to talk school board policy, if you are concerned about specific schools, if you have questions about who I am or what I think, just pick up the phone and call me. And that's the kind of culture I want to create between the political leadership and the people in Baltimore City. I want to knock that wall down and bring the communication back. In terms of accountability, I want people to know what's going on. You know, if you pull up and say, when is the next school board meeting or where is the next school board meeting? Chances are they probably don't know. And that's a communication issue. And so I want to create a stronger system of accountability. I want to make sure people know when the meetings are, where they are, what we're talking about, what decisions are being made. Even if I have to post that information on my own social media and let people know what's happening in the meetings, I will do that. So I'm making a commitment to make sure everybody knows what's going on. That's how you create accountability, get everybody talking. And the most important, as I was saying, we got to raise the bar in terms of achievement. I really want to push back against these narratives that kids are not able or kids can't be successful. I was always taught and I always believe that if we work hard and if we study hard, if we put in our best effort, we can do amazing things. And we need to start teaching the children in Baltimore City about that. We need to start teaching lessons about perseverance and how to overcome trials and tribulations.
You mentioned accountability, Brian, and certainly students need to be held accountable. But would you also hold teachers and administrators accountable?
Absolutely. Yeah, because one is, I mentioned the whole thing with test scores. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like the idea of just telling kids to take the test, but we have to like set some requirements in terms of what kids are expected to do in terms of passing the test. And that only, that also falls on, you know, teacher responsibility and principal responsibility in terms of making sure the classrooms are actually aligned to standards, and we're not just delivering some kind of watered down education to our children. We want to prepare our children for college or for whatever they want to do after high school.
Any ideas how you could increase parental involvement in their child's education?
Parental involvement. So I was a teacher for about 7 years, 5 years in Baltimore City and 2 years in Montgomery County. Lots of times it's a matter of just getting people talking and kind of going out there and finding people. I was able to get parents involved in my classroom, I'd say. The teachers have to, you know, just have to reach out to the parents. And likewise, I'd say the parents have to reach out to the teachers. But yeah, that's something that has to be a priority for everyone, you know.
Yeah, and finally, any ideas how we could, should we return to basics, the fundamentals in our curricula, instead of all this other stuff that seems to be, you know, jammed down the throats of children that they may not need? It depends on, I guess, grade level, but it just seems like our curricula is taking a left turn.
Yeah, I think some of that is on the teachers and how they structure the lesson plans, you know, because there's a way to communicate. I don't want to say life skills, but like very communicate the curriculum in a very practical sense. I was a math teacher, and so, for example, like even though the standard that they being taught might be proportions, you know, it's a mathematical concept, I might take that and teach the students about currency conversion. Mm-hmm. You know, well, if you have this amount of money in the U.S., how much money is that when you go to South Africa or India? You know, that's a very practical approach to the curriculum. So there are a lot of ways that teachers can take a given curriculum. And
well, you hit it, life skills. I mean,
yeah.
They should be able to, you know, how do you balance a checkbook, checking and, you know, all that other stuff. Of course, everything now, there's software, there's an app for everything. So that adds to the confusion. All right. So how do our listeners find more about your platform? And if they want to help, contribute, donate, whatever, where do they go?
Oh, sure. Well, I have a website. That's BrianRobertsonForEducation.com. And there are also links on the website if you're interested in donating. And I'm also on Facebook. You can search Brian Robertson for Education, and I'll pop up on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram, Brian Robertson Baltimore on Instagram. And like I said, you know, I'm an open person. You know, if you want to talk, just pick up the phone and give me a call, 443-422-5589.
Very good, Brian. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and good luck to you.
All right, thank you so much.
My pleasure. 821, you're listening to KC and Company. Coming up next, America 250 Birthday Celebration.
WCBM Baltimore.
Laurie and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, Harmony Park has a unique dining program. Can you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. So we actually have three different dining rooms in Harmony Park. With the reason being that if you have all of your residents together in one dining space, it can be extremely overstimulating for people with cognitive impairment. So they will have a hard time focusing on actually eating their food because they are way too distracted by their environment. So you need to simplify. Also, when residents go into their respective dining room, the tables are already going to be set. Queuing means a lot. Also, for those with cognitive impairment, you have to walk into the space and know exactly what the expectation is of you when you walk into a room. Another feature is we have a very unique pureed program. The reason it's unique is because we actually make the food look like the food that was pureed. So if it's a steak on your plate, it's going to look like it's a steak. Broccoli will look like it's broccoli. I could go on and on.
Can you make the broccoli look like steak? That's the question.
But the whole point is we want it to be appealing for our residents. If it doesn't look appetizing, then they're not going to want to eat it. We eat with our eyes first, right? That's a common thing. When you go into a restaurant, plating is important. It's just as important in an assisted living program.
All right, so if you want more information about the very unique dining program at Harmony Park at Lauren Harmony Hall, the best way for you to get information about this wonderful new program at Harmony Hall is to log online, and I'll give it to you a couple of times so you have a chance to write it down. LaurienAssistedLiving.com is the web address. That's LaurienAssistedLiving.com, and that's for the unique dining program at Harmony Park in the new Lauren Harmony Hall. LaurienAssistedLiving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. They moved it to the shoulder. I'm looking at it here with the live camera on the inner loop right at the ramp at 450, but we're backed up starting there, and they're looking at it in the painted out area, and it's all the way back to Route 1 in College Park. So very slow right now, probably in the area of 15 to 20 minute delays right now. Your best bet would be to stay to the center and the left-hand side. The first responders are off to the right-hand side. Had the wreck earlier out near Franklin Square on Philadelphia Road at Hospital Drive. That may be off to the side. And then keep in mind, still had some slowing yet on the Beltway through Green Spring on the Parkville side and down the west side through I-70 and then getting better after Frederick Road going down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, showers possible, upper 60s for the high today, mid-50s tonight. Then it really warms up tomorrow, low 80s, with cloudy with a chance of showers. Right now, 52 and cloudy in Middle River. It is 51 in Bel Air. It's 825. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, gives us our national anthem. It is time for America's 250th birthday celebration. And if you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center, our sponsor, at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality on this day, March 30th in history. A couple of interesting events. One was the tyrant King George endorsed the New England Restraining Act, which continued to cause pain in the New England colonies. One, he had to trade exclusively with Great Britain. Then, of course, they banned the colonists from fishing in the North Atlantic. As you might imagine, that didn't sit well because that was a main source of food. And the British kept on demanding that they fish our waters and they take all the spoils. And then on this day, the 15th Amendment was adopted. That was gave blacks the right to vote in the United States. The first black to vote, a little trivia question, Thomas Peterson Mundy of New Jersey, a day after the 15th Amendment was adopted. But it was on this day, you recall, 1981, President Reagan was shot in the chest outside a Washington, D.C. hotel by a drifter named John Hinckley. The president had just finished addressing a labor meeting in the Hilton Hotel, was walking with his entourage to the limo when Hinckley, standing among a group of reporters, fired six shots at the president, hitting Reagan and three of his attendants. White House Press Secretary James Brady was shot in the head, critically wounded. Secret Service Agent Tim McCarthy was shot on the side. District of Columbia Policeman Tom Delahanty
shot in the neck. The president was shot in his left lung, and the .22 caliber bullet just missed his heart. In an impressive feat, even for a 70-year-old man with a collapsed lung, he walked into the George Washington University Hospital under his own power. As he was treated and prepared for surgery, he was in good spirits and quipped to his wife, Nancy, "Honey, I forgot to duck," and told the doctors and surgeons, "Please tell me you're Republicans." And the doctor said, "Today, Mr. President, we're all Republicans." The next day, the president resumed some of his executive duties, signed a piece of legislation from his hospital bed. Reagan, you know, claimed to be fully recovered from the assassination attempt in public, but in private, unbeknownst to many, he would continue to feel the effects of that nearly fatal gunshot wound for years. It did bother him, as it might, you know, for anybody of that age, or any age for that matter. As for Hinckley, he was booked on federal charges, as you know, attempting to assassinate the president. And then he pled not guilty by reason of insanity, claiming that his
wasn't he obsessed with Jodie Foster?
Taxi driver and right. Jodie Foster. Mm-hmm. And there was an assassination plot to Taxi Driver. But here's what many people don't know about John Hinckley. John Hinckley had been previously arrested on a weapons charge in Tennessee.
I never knew that.
And, again, should never have been out on the streets. Should have been locked away for a while. But somehow he managed to
slap that
avoid
hand.
It.
Naughty, naughty.
And, of course, now he's out with his mommy in Virginia.
Probably going to write a book and make millions.
Brought to you by the Small Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Small Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Maryland woman and her boyfriend have been charged in the death of her 3-year-old child in Howard County last year. 28-year-old Kathleen Amesbury of Columbia and 25-year-old Dale Brown Jr. of Hanover, Pennsylvania, face charges that include second-degree murder, first and second-degree child abuse, and involuntary manslaughter. Police were called on March 26, 2025, after the child was taken to the hospital with severe injuries. The child was pronounced dead 2 days later. Police conducted a year-long investigation and determined that Amesbury and Brown were responsible for the child's death, and they were arrested. No injuries are reported after a 2-alarm fire in southwest Baltimore on Sunday night. Firefighters were called to a house in the 1000 block of Kevin Road at around 10 p.m., and as crews battled the blaze, conditions improved and most of the fire was knocked down. It was the second 2-alarm fire in the city on Sunday. At around 3:30 p.m., a fire broke out in the 2400 block of Linden Avenue. No injuries were reported as a result of the fire. And the Baltimore County Fire Department says two adults were taken to the hospital after a Sunday morning house fire in Middle River. Crews were called to the one-story home in the 100 block of Sunflower Lane and found the occupants accounted for and in need of medical treatment. There's no update on the nature of any injuries. A dog was in the home at the time of the fire, and firefighters used a specialized pet mask to administer oxygen. And two people had to be rescued after an issue with their John boat, and it left them stranded on an island in the Gunpowder River Sunday night. Police and fire departments from several areas, including White Marsh, Kingsville, Joppa Magnolia, and Middle River, responded to the area at around 9 p.m. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal.
So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels. No delays at all right now on 95 or 895 for the traffic at both the tunnels. Primarily, of course, on the southbound side. The big junction is also clear. Right now, the ramps are clear. 95 Russell Street and 395 for the late ride into downtown. Some slowing on the Beltway, but just about the normal delays right now along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got a mostly cloudy day ahead of us with a few showers possible. Temperatures warming into the milder upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds getting an early return on Ryan Helsley.
In the air to left field, Taylor Ward is there. Taylor Ward makes the catch. The Orioles come back from four runs down, take down the Twins 8-6, and take their first series of the season.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Ryan Helsley, part of the Orioles' early season success, with saves of both Oriole wins as the Birds take 2 of 3. Post-game from Pete Alonso, his former teammate in New York, on how hard it is to hit the Oriole closer.
It's tough. He's got an electric arm. I mean, he's got very big arm, and all of his stuff moves all over the place.
Rangers in town for the first of three tonight. Chris Bassett taking the hill for Baltimore at 6:35. Meanwhile, the team making off the field headlines on Friday, signing Shane Boz to a long-term deal, 5 years, $68 million. Orioles owner David Rubenstein sending a message to Baltimore baseball fans.
It's a sign to people that we're very serious about making this a long-term proposition for the ownership group and for the team, and we want to do as much as we can to make this team a championship team and make Baltimore proud of the team we've put on the field.
Birds now have committed long-term to two young players. Of course, Sam Bisaio last year, $67 million. Boz just this past Friday, $68 million. Maryland men's lacrosse over the weekend, the 12th-ranked Terps getting their first Big Ten win of the season. On Saturday, beating Michigan in Ann Arbor, 14-8 was the final. An historic performance from Eric Spanos with 8 goals, 4 goals in the second quarter. And still perfect are the Maryland women, the third-ranked Terps, 14-13 over Penn State, running their record to 12-0. And finally, what a race to the finish in the MASL last night. The San Diego Sockers outlasting Kansas City 5-4 in overtime to win the MASL regular season crown. The Blast are the number 2 seed, and after their 14-9 win over Tacoma on Saturday night at CQ.
Thompson in, shoots, score!
Paul Mittermeier had the call on MASL TV. The fan favorite, Adocto Neto, can still do it after all these years. Blast got a bye in the playoffs. Their series will begin the weekend of April 10th through 11th. Happy heavenly birthday today to the incomparable Secretariat, born on this day in 1970. And who can ever forget the Belmont in 1973?
They're in the stretch. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front.
In 2001, on this day, Towson's Michael Phelps breaking the world record in the 200-meter butterfly event at the U.S. Championships in Austin, Texas, and thereby becoming the youngest male swimmer ever to hold a world record. He was 15 years and 9 months old and was just getting started. The time now is 8:37 when we return greatest sports performances of all time.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
So this is an argument that nobody will ever win, okay? Greatest sports performance of all time. Are we on? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Secretariat in the Belmont and in the Triple Crown that year, 1973?
Boy, that was impressive.
Okay.
I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Was it Will Chamberlain, 100 points in a single game?
It's hard to say, yeah. Hey, look, it's...
Is it Michael Phelps? Is it Katie Ledecky?
They're all great. And I think you can... I just think you look at Secretariat, that just was... How many links was that again?
31.
That's never happened before. And I don't think it'll ever happen again.
No. But, I mean, 100 won't happen again either, more than likely.
Well, it almost did. Somebody scored 83,
right?
Yeah. So it's possible, but unlikely.
You know, those are just moments frozen in time for sports fans.
Yeah, they really are.
You never forget those things.
Yeah, those things are etched in our memories.
That's why we love it.
Yeah. But Secretariat, that whole Triple Crown that whole year was just... You're riveted every race.
You know, that call, and I don't remember who it was, but when I was 12 years old or 11 years old when that happened, and that's one of the, like, memories seared into my brain.
Right. You didn't want to be a jockey after that?
No, I wanted to be a play-by-play guy. Because whoever called that call was like, he was terrific.
Great. All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and a reminder that the Jihad Squad is out again. This time... Vice President Vance was giving an interview to Benny Johnson on Friday, and the name of Ilhan Omar came up. And it's interesting what he said about the Trump administration right now investigating Ilhan Omar for fraud.
We actually think that Ilhan Omar definitely committed immigration fraud against the United States of America. And I talked to Steve Miller about this actually recently. We're trying to look at what the remedies are. That's the thing that we're trying to figure out is what are the legal remedies now that we know that she's committed immigration fraud? How do you go after her? How do you investigate her? How do you actually do the thing? How do you build the case necessary to get some justice for the American people? There's a related issue, Benny, which is she has been at the center of a lot of the worst fraudsters in the Somalian community. So do I know that Ilhan Omar was aware that the Quality Clearing Center was defrauding the American people? I'm not certain of it, but we at least need to investigate it, because if people can commit wrongdoing without even the fear that they're going to be found out, that's a fundamental problem. So I'm worried about the immigration fraud. I'm also worried about what did Ilhan Omar know about what was happening in the Somali community, and why was nobody looking into it until, frankly, Donald Trump came along?
I think on that note, I do believe that if it is proven that Ilhan Omar committed immigration fraud, meaning should she married her brother in order to get in on a different kind of visa, then you've lied to gain entry into the United States. And that should, if can be proven, should be enough to strip you of your citizenship and make you eligible for deportation. And thus, so she should be expelled from Congress, deported, or stripped of citizenship and then deported, if it can be proven without a shadow of a doubt. As to the other stuff, the immigration fraud and with Somalians, you know, I don't think she's the only one. I think there were a lot of people in Little Mogadishu that knew what was going on. In fact, Somaliland, which was the breakaway republic from Somalia itself, says that they're willing to take her back. They've said, we'll file an extradition request immediately if she's found guilty. So that might be one. Second is that AOC facing House ethics and an FEC complaint. She was spending campaign contributions for personal use, $19,000 on a psychiatrist who's known for specializing in ketamine therapy. So now that she's under investigation for abuse of funds. And there was just a Democrat, I think from Florida, that it looks like she's going to get expelled and perhaps criminally prosecuted recently. So, and then she's not technically a member of the Jihad Squad, but she should be. Pramila Jayapal. This is, again, she's from the state of Washington, Democrat Marxist. And listen, she wants a different kind of reparations. You know, heretofore we heard reparations for black Americans in the country. Well, she thinks the illegal aliens should be eligible for reparations.
Then we also need offensive actions around prosecutions. We need real accountability, because at the end of the day, the people that have been inflicting this harm need to be prosecuted. They need to be brought before us, and they need to be held account for the trauma that they have created, and we are going to have some form of reparation.
Really? I mean, we're already, many of you, like, can you imagine with all the 20 million illegals, and does that cover all the illegals let in by Biden, or all the illegals that currently are in the United States that gained illegal entry? These people want to bankrupt. Again, this is Cloud Piven. They want to collapse the system. They want to get rid of capitalism. They want to get rid of free markets. And the way they do that is put as many illegal aliens on health care. And now they're asking for reparations. They want to bankrupt the entire system and do away with capitalism. That's the true agenda of the Democrat, modern Democrat Party, now owned by progressive Marxists. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Green Spring, a little bit slow down the hill to the JFX. Then after that, we're okay towards 83. The Parkville side of the Beltway has cleared out now on that area around Hartford Road. The west side, for the most part, now looks a lot better between I-70 and then crossing the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, maybe some rain here possible throughout the morning. High today, upper 60s. Tonight, mid-50s. Tomorrow, even warmer, cloudy showers, low 80s. Dundalk right now, chance of light rain the next hour, 53. And it is 53 rainy in Millersville. It is time once again for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a 12-year-old dog named Honey, who is half blind, is now a hero after confronting a bear to protect her family and their farm animals. The senior pup from New Mexico was found badly injured, but was able to keep the bear away thanks to emergency veterinary care and help from a local humane society. Honey is now on the road to recovery. Here are Honey's owners, Darren and Denise and Leanna Martinez, talking about their brave pup.
It was just devastating. You know, I never thought I would ever see our dog in that shape.
We were committed that we were going to do whatever it took to help her, but it was looking to be very unreachable.
Her face was so hugely swollen. Everyone cares about their animals, and some people just don't have enough money to pay for thousands and thousands of dollars of care that is required.
She protected our chickens and our family, and I feel like they in turn have protected her in helping her through her, I'm going to get emotional, through her healing journey.
Just incredible. Man's best friend, and going to protect not just the humans, but the other animals as well. Feel good news brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. And if you've been thinking about upgrading your appliances, take my word for it. Town Appliance has everything you're looking for. Now's the perfect time to visit during their 47th anniversary shopping event. Their showroom is exciting and packed with top brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram, plus 70 other brands to choose from. Mayer and Mayer are wonderful to work with and will keep you at or under budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Visit townappliance.com and look for the anniversary banner giveaway for a chance to win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
So last week, former FBI Director Jim Comey, and again, I think the last three FBI directors, not the current one. I'm talking about Chris Wray, Comey, and Mueller. I think we're all dirty cops, to tell you the truth. But Comey recently got a subpoena in the ongoing investigation into the attempt to undermine and perhaps even overthrow the results of the election where President Trump won. And, of course, that was back in 2016 and then 2017. So that was Operation Crossfire Hurricane, as you know, and their subpoenas have begun. The investigation has been impaneled in Florida, where the U.S. District Attorney down there has begun to issue subpoenas, and I think Brennan got one, Comey got one. So the question is, the investigation has begun. How far along are they? And this was a conspiracy involving all the way up to the President, Vice President of the United States, Obama, Biden, Susan Rice, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, et al. And I think Devin Nunes and Peter Schweitzer were on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday discussing, this is just the beginning of this investigation, but Nunes thinks accountability may be coming in the near future.
I think in breaking news this week was that the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Rick Crawford actually voted to release transcripts of former CIA Director John Brennan. This was at the request of the Department of Justice. Now, I don't know where those documents are going, but my guess is that they're headed down to Florida as part of this larger conspiracy case that, as I said, goes back to 2015-16 timeframe with Hillary Clinton hiding her emails because she probably thought the Russians or someone were going to release them. And then they tried to frame President Trump and his campaign. So this is where this investigation's going. It's been a long time, as you said. We all want accountability, but you have to work at this day by day, step by step, to try to deliver this accountability and hope that the Department of Justice can bring significant charges against the perpetrators.
Yeah, and these conspiracy charges are often difficult to investigate and to litigate and to prosecute. So it may take some time. Hopefully it's done before the Trump current term ends, because that would be a poetic justice, I think. They've made such an attempt to try to deny him becoming president, and then they stole an election from him. And now, of course, they're doing everything they can to undermine him now. And Peter Schweitzer makes a very good point in with Maria yesterday, saying that there was intentionality by the government to undermine the Trump administration.
They rewrote that intelligence assessment, and James Comey was central to it. So you have intentionality, and the question is, what was the goal here? Barack Obama was leaving the White House. Donald Trump was coming in. The intentionality was to disrupt and undermine the normal functioning of the American government. So if there's any classical definition of a conspiracy to undermine the government's function, this, to me, seems to fit it.
Yeah, and the problem is that unless there is accountability, unless people actually go to jail, then there will always be that temptation to repeat these kinds of behaviors. And I just don't know of any other president that could have withstood that other than Donald Trump. Number one, because, you know, he's not a government flunky. He is a businessman. Number two, he has some resources. He's got the assets necessary to fight legally. I mean, anybody else, look what happened to General Flynn. It was going to bankrupt his family, and they were going to go after his son. So he took a plea, which he shouldn't have done. But when you're looking at that kind of the power of the United States government throwing everything they can and the kitchen sink at you, it's amazing that Trump is still standing. It really is. I'll tell you some good news for Baltimore drivers. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up, so no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. And look, they're not new names to those of us here in Baltimore. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They do know transmissions. They will save you money. If you do need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, and you want to avoid those dealer prices, then this is who you call. Plain and simple. You'll get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations. With free area towing and financing, they help you through a very tough situation. So call Glen Burnie Transmissions, 888-299-0557, or go to gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team, serving all of Baltimore.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means that there's a place for you too.
It's a small world after all. You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
It's 852. Who's going to be the new Bond? That is the question now that Amazon owns the rights to James Bond. I think they're close to getting, I think it's somebody that none of us are expecting. That's what I'm hearing. That they want to, you know, they don't want any other baggage brought to the role. They want a fresh face. Obviously going to be a British actor. And so that's, we've heard it, everything from it's going to be a female to a black Bond to, I just think it's going to be, I think a fresh face. We'll see. We'll see what happens because I think everybody else would bring their, it's kind of what they had with Daniel Craig because nobody really knew Daniel Craig prior to that. Of course, Sean Connery was the best of all time, but we'll have to wait and see. When there's a Bond movie on, I find it. For some strange reason.
I like it.
I love it. No matter how many times I've seen them. And sometimes you know it's coming before it happens.
I didn't like Timothy Dalton.
He was okay. Did you like George Lazenby?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So your number one was it Roger?
Sean.
Or Sean, yeah.
Sean Connery.
The best. The best Bond of ever. Yep. All right, what's happening, Chuck?
Both the tunnels clear, no delays at all. Southbound 95 and 895, all the lanes are open. A couple of areas on the Beltway, a little bit slow. I-70 down through Route 40 and the inner loop through Greenspring. There's nothing at the bottom of the hill at the JFX, but we're stacked up from Greenspring. You cross the JFX and then go over to 83, and you'll find all the lanes clear. And the good news is nothing major right now on the JFX. Clear from top to bottom, Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, stray showers possible for Holy Week, upper 60s today, mid-50s tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, and they're calling it a Kim Klasick front. Low 80s tomorrow for the high. We have 54 right now in Annapolis, 51 in Ellicott City. I know that warms the cockles of your heart, Kim.
Yes. That's great news. Now if we could just get rid of the rain, but I'm not going to complain about any of those things.
Right. Well, eventually. So it's going to be a nice week for Holy Week as we head towards Easter.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Lots to talk about today. We also have three guests today. First, Ida Annapolis, Delegate Shalega, Delegate Naraki at 9:35 a.m. Obviously, we're going to talk about the budget and so much more in Annapolis. And then we have Bernie Flowers, who is a candidate for CD3. So he'll join us actually in studio. We'll talk a little more about what's going on in Iran. He's a veteran. He's been deployed to the Middle East. So he's, you know, that's his wheelhouse. But I wanted to just ask you, because I'm posting a video right now, and it's going to be on WCBM here on Facebook in just a second.
Okay.
And I could get, like, you know, a lot of backlash here.
Uh-oh.
But from the very beginning, I said that Speaker Kevin McCarthy, even though they didn't like him, and I'm not a huge fan, I just feel as though in this moment where Senator John Thune and Speaker Mike Johnson cannot seem to get things done, I feel as though Kevin would have been fine in this situation. And I feel as though he should be the speaker right now. I know I said this before. People were mad at me because I was not, you know, in love with the ousting of him to begin with. But I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
My thoughts on it, the last truly effective speaker was Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's for sure.
Okay.
He
was the most effective. You know, I look, Johnson, look at the margins. The margins are so tight.
Yeah.
And now you've got these rhinos in the Senate. Where you almost have to have Vance come in and break almost all the ties. And they have a one-seat majority, basically.
I know, but there's nobody to get, like, you know, some of these people in line. And Senator John Thune, he's no Mitch McConnell either. I mean, I can't see it happening. I feel
like
we're
going
to be fighting.
That. He said that it's his job as leader to get the votes.
Right, and I don't think he could do it. I don't know. It's really, it's bothering me.
Well, because I don't think they want to do it. If you really want to do something, you'll get it done.
Yeah.
I think that my theory on it is that the Uniparty
is
stalling, and they just want to buy their time to wait Trump out.
Wow.
That's
well, we
what
don't
I think
have that kind of time. So you could be right on that. But we don't have that kind of time.
Right.
And just to see that voter ID most likely won't pass is heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, and, we'll see. See what happens. And the only thing the president keeps pushing on is to kill the filibuster.
Right.
And I don't know if they're going to do that either.
Doesn't look like it.
But
thank you,
I'll tell you who is.
Who?
The Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah, Senator Angela Alsobrooks told us so.
Yeah.
She's fine with it.
All right, Kim Klasick live coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Always entertaining and informative, Kim. Don't miss Kim's show. Don't forget Rob Carson. Don't forget Rob coming up at noon to later today. I want to talk a little bit just in the last minute and a half that I have here about the Democrat propaganda that is getting Americans killed. Miranda Devine has a great piece today in the New York Post. I would highly recommend that you read it. I've said this for a long, long time. The Democrats and their propaganda wing called the state-run drive-by media continue to spread lies and false narratives about everything, about the police. Remember George Floyd? Racist police that led to riots in which 26 people were killed, billions of dollars worth of damage. Police departments were defunded. Police had to end up retiring because their families are being threatened. The same kinds of propaganda used against the police in the George Floyd aftermath is now being used against ICE. And we saw it with prominent Democrats are threatening that when ICE agents going into airports, they were going to kill people and kidnap your children. They actually said this publicly. And you contrast that with we've seen ICE agents at BWI and other airports handing out bottles of water, helping people with their luggage. They're not there to deport people. They're there to assist the TSOs, the security officers, in making people sure they can get on airplanes safely and as quick as they can. And so maybe the people that fly can belie these narratives, but it really is so sad watching this once great party just devolve into nothing more than President Trump referring to. He said they're almost as bad as terrorists. That's what he said over the weekend. Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Say-Gibb and her team are wonderful. They take a gentle, empathetic approach to any kind of hearing issue that you might have, and I would highly recommend that you visit one of their 10 locations if you are having some hearing issues, or whether it's earwax or you're having minor hearing loss. Whatever it is, they have the audiologists and the equipment to help test your hearing. They helped my wife about a year and a half or so ago with a bout of tinnitus, and thank goodness it resolved itself. But they're very good at what they do. They're very gentle and, as I say, very empathetic. So, again, I would recommend get that benchmark hearing test now so you have at least a base of what your hearing is right now, and then if there are any problems, you can catch it early. And all you have to do is call for your appointment, 410-944-3100. Or go to AAIAudiology.com today. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.